for another fabulous episode of
The Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs and security, show business.
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show today.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For the contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Please join Don and Mike for a beautiful weekend of Las Vegas-style shows. For the first time ever, the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show does a two-nighter out west. It's at Paul Quinn College.
No, Barry, it's in Sacramento.
God damn it. I'm cutting a f***ing spot, Tony. Let's try this here again. One more time. Friday, April 27th at the Sacramento Valley Amphitheater at 8 p.m. And on Saturday, the 28th, the very next night, they perform in Reno, of course, at the beautiful Silver Legacy Resort Casino City Center Pavilion. It will be one hell of a sexy time. And ladies are always welcome. Stay tuned to your local Don and Mike Love Network affiliate station to find out how to get your tickets now.
Barry, that was great.
Fuck this shit, Tony. I don't need this bullshit.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Tony for Good Morning America.
Tony Perkins, you do the weather, and you say, back to you, Charlie. Charlie Gibson will always say, hey, thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
You go, that's it. Now to you, Diane.
Zip.
Diane and I get along very, very well. I don't know if it's just a stylistic thing, or maybe she just wants to move straight ahead into the next thing.
It's all the white devil to say hello to you.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hey, this is Steve. Yeah, Richard.
The Don and Mike. You got it?
You got it.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Why'd you don't know to fill a book?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, my pleasure to introduce the Son of Lord God Almighty, the only Son of God, the only Son of Mary. Here is an only child. I just been feeling while they work out a technical problem. Here is Philip Hochberg. Oops. They didn't fix that problem yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
There you go.
You know, Phil called me this morning on my cell phone and asked if we could talk about his new motion picture.
What's his new movie?
It's called Runway Stunt.
Great.
Good afternoon.
But Rob, that's gay pornography.
I wouldn't know what you mean.
Yeah,
Phil
baby.
Just wanted us to talk about it. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. 90-Minute Limo Ride and all the ships at sea. Hey, they don't associate with hooas.
Hooas.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Unless they're nice hooas.
Nice hooas.
And hello, thank you for listening, everybody. Once again, broadcasting from Midtown Manhattan on a very nice day in New York from our New York affiliate, WNEW, Don and Mike Show on Friday.
Friday.
April 20.
Right.
And special day for Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Big birthday in the news today, and we'll get to that. And Rob's plans for the Adolf Hitler birthday party.
Big weekend.
A little later in today's show.
Yeah, you're going to be going to that special room again, Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And today's show is frontwards.
Yes, we're going to do it normally today.
Yes, after yesterday's backwards show. So, Buzz,
yes,
chill.
I will.
We'll talk to you in about 3 hours from now.
Relax and enjoy the whole show, Buzz. It's going to be fantastic.
Chill, I will. With the news and the comments at the regular time. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. I'm just throwing a phone call in here.
Speak to us.
Really just checking out this equipment because this studio is funky today.
Hinky.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Ann from Sacramento.
Yeah, turn your radio down, honey.
Wow, I didn't know I was actually already on. I couldn't hear the radio coming.
Amazing, all the way from Sacramento to New York City.
Oh, wow.
And that's without wires, Mike.
Isn't that amazing? No, like through the air.
No cords, no wires.
That is amazing. Wow.
What can we do for you?
Well, yesterday I called because I wanted to see if you could help me get a date to the Las Vegas Bell Show. It's the Sac Valley Amphitheater.
Okay, and you know what? And you're the first caller today, so either you're...
I really did. I called at the beginning of the show today. Not the end, like yesterday.
Did we told you to call at the beginning of the show,
you
right?
You did, and I did.
And she really did.
She's like the first caller.
Now, then let's figure this out. If you can't get a date for a free show...
Well, I can get a date, but I'd rather get one from you.
So you're looking to get somebody new.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
right.
I have lots of people.
Desperate,
mm-hmm.
or ugly,
right?
Or horny,
right?
Or maybe all three.
Yes.
Are you, who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I think... you guys make fun of her, but I think Kate Winslet or Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
These guys.
But they're both pigs.
I'm cute, but I'm short.
Right? How short are you?
5'3".
5'3".
5'3". And may we ask the magic question? What do you tip the scale at?
Like 140?
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold.
Hold
on a second. Hold it. Yeah, we're something all right. So if there's anyone out there from Sacramento who would be interested in going out with a 5'3", 140,
right.
Drew Barrymore lookalike to our Las Vegas-style show, she's on line number two right now.
Drew Barrymore, Kate Winslet lookalike.
Yeah, I forgot the Kate Winslet
one. And probably Kate Winslet, like, at that period of time after the Titanic.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah.
I mean, 5'3", 140, that's big.
Large.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I am caller 100.
No, that was only yesterday.
We're not doing that again, sir.
Oh, bummer.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Did you get yesterday's show that it was a backward show?
He wasn't having any.
Just hung up. Let me make sure that our lovely is still online. Are you still there, honey?
I'm still here. I'm still cute.
You know, I'm going to offer a free seatbelt extension to the first guy who calls in to go on a date with you. Just in case he wants to take you on an airplane ride somewhere. Like that guy had on the plane that I took up here a couple nights ago. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Dr. Peter Trent, you homos. Listen to this.
Wait a minute.
What are you talking about? Well, that's what I heard some medical advice. I heard it was not quite up to par.
I don't understand the reference to Dr. Peter Trent.
I am Dr. Peter Trent.
You're not a doctor.
Right. And? Yeah, ask me a question. Go ahead.
You're not a medical doctor. You're not an MD.
What are you asking me a doctor? Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
What are you calling us about?
I don't know. I was going to complain about something, but then I forgot.
And they got a crappy cell phone, too.
No, I've actually got a brand new one.
No, you don't. It sounds like crap.
That's better than New York.
What? Thank God.
Dr. Peter Trent with his new bad cell phone.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'd like to go out with that oinker.
that's the right attitude. Somebody's found a date.
Wow. Do you really want to go out with her?
Yeah, I'll go.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Does it matter?
Not really.
Fat Joe Namath.
Hey, a match made in heaven.
Are you from Sacramento?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second. I'll throw in a bag of flour if you go out with her. hold on.
A fat Joe Namath.
Hold on, let me conference these together. Just press conference.
Right,
then line two.
Guided. I'm not actually fat.
What? Hey, hi, sweetie. Listen, we have a fat Joe Namath for you.
Yeah, well, I'm not actually fat.
Right, neither am I.
Nor me.
And neither is Mike.
I'm not either after midnight.
And neither is Rob.
You're not either after midnight. I like that philosophy.
Well, listen, bakers can't be choosers.
Right.
This is the guy who called, who said that he would go out with you, as he so eloquently said, I'll go out with the oinker.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I feel so loved.
Excuse me?
I thought it'd be fun if I found a date for you guys, because you guys always do fun little, like, things, but I'm not actually desperate.
You know, in his day, ma'am, Joe Namath was considered quite the ladies' man.
Well, you know, I think it'll be fun to go out with any Don and Mike listener, because I'm sure that you guys pull together quite a batch of, you know, classy, sophisticated individuals.
You know what, honey, you are reeking of desperate. I mean, the smell of desperation is 3,078 miles away, and I can smell it.
Well, the fat Joe Namath is yours if you'll have him.
Sure.
Fat Joe Namath, are you there?
Sure, I'm here.
All right, well, go ahead. I'll give you kids a moment to speak. And hey, listen, Oinker, what's your name?
Ann.
And Fat Joe Namath, what's your name?
Chuck.
Okay, Ann and Chuck, go ahead. Get to know each other. Go ahead.
So what do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I sell farm equipment. What do you do?
Oh, my.
I'm a sex educator.
A sex educator?
Yeah.
Okay, could you educate me?
Well, I certainly could. What do you want to know?
No, you can educate me that day or night. Or
oh, no, I don't demonstrate. I just educate. I can tell you all that you want to ever know about birth control, STDs, childbirth. What do you want to know? I can fill you in.
Oh,
I don't actually demonstrate.
I think I know all that stuff.
Okay.
He's already falling behind her.
Yeah.
She's already over the crest of the hill, and he's racing to catch up.
Yeah, in the intellectual race.
Right.
Do you like scatlovers.com?
I've never actually been to scatlovers.com.
That's the official website of the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I've heard. I've never checked it out,
Chuck,
unfortunately.
Chuck, is that what you like?
I love chocolate.
Oh. Chuck, are you really into scat?
No, hell no. I'm like you, Don.
Oh, I don't think you are, Chuck.
Oh, God.
I don't think you are.
Oh, yeah. No, I am. I'm like you. I'm a homophobic.
Wow, the compliments are flowing out from our end to their end and all the way back around.
I think we've got a match made in heaven here.
I think so. Well, listen, Fat Joe Namath and Oinker, if you guys want to hook up for our Las Vegas style show in Sacramento 1 week from tonight, it's a date, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. You hear that enthusiasm in both their voices?
Hold on a second. Charlie, I guess we'll get information. Do you feel comfortable giving each other, like, a phone number or an email address or something?
That's fine to that. A 17,500 of Fat Joe Namath should not be hard. I mean, what other Donna Mike listener could you possibly look like?
Yeah, you're dead, Chuck. She doesn't want to have anything to do with you.
I mean, I'm sure it's just one in a million, but...
She doesn't want to give you any vital information, Chuck.
Yeah, this would be fun, but, you know, like,
Fine, all right. Well, I'll give you my number.
Okay, there you go.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, hold on, not on the radio. Let me take you off the radio, please. And listen, Oinker, I'm sorry, but we don't do Queen for a Day on this show. I just thought it would be fun. You guys do this fun stuff, and I thought it would be fun.
Well, we found you a guy, but he is, you know, you be honest, be brutally honest. It's fair to Chuck. If you're very honest with Chuck, tell him exactly what the deal is here.
I'm willing to meet Chuck. I'm not willing to give him, like, information about where I live or my phone number. Yeah, I'd meet him.
You'd meet him at a neutral spot.
Yeah.
All right. How do you feel about that, Chuck?
That's fine.
All right, good. Well, then, hold on, and you know, so we don't have to hear this, so we can continue with the show.
Yeah. Right.
You just decide what neutral spot you're going to meet at.
Chuck, you might want to stand out in front of the pavilion or amphitheater where we're going to be, just on the street corner, and let her drive by.
Yeah, how about you guys meet at McDonald's or meet at a bakery? Or meet at a grocery store.
Yeah, I'm a cop, you know, so we could... Eat at a donut shop.
Oh, you're a cop. Now, wait a minute.
See, that's vital information. I was not aware of that.
Now, are you really a police officer?
No, I'm a liar just like you.
Okay. Now he's just like me.
Okay, hold on. Both of you. Jesus Christ. Hold on. Both of you.
He lives with his mother.
Have a good time. All right, well, that's a happy beginning to the show today.
I'm a cop. I should know. Are you really? No.
I go to scatlover.com. I'm homophobic just like you, Don. Just like you.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know why we bothered to take telephone calls on the show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Pam, would you like some sausage?
Is that her name, Pam?
No.
No,
Ann.
Sorry.
All right, goodbye. Were you trying to do Tom Green?
Soda.
Daddy?
Soda.
Ann, would you go out with, is that your Namath? Would you take your Namath? Namath?
Hey, Don and Mike.
What?
I was wondering, since that Tom Green movie is coming out tonight, do you think, I was wondering if Rip Torn is going to be in the studio for Mr. Jeopardy tonight?
Mike, I don't know, is Rip Torn going to be in the studio for Mystery Jeopardy tonight?
Jesus, you got it so totally wrong.
Goodbye.
Go back to Canada.
Goodbye. Soda.
Goodbye.
Soda.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
That was a mistake to answer the telephone.
Well, it's always an adventure.
Right at the beginning of the show. Well, you know, I thought it couldn't be any worse in here than it is outside. Last night in Midtown Manhattan.
My God.
In Times Square.
Times Square.
Large hunks of buildings were falling to the ground. The buildings last night in Manhattan were crumbling.
True.
I mean, I'm not asking you about this.
Pieces, bricks were falling. 27 floors.
So we get to our hotel. Oh, well, now, first off, let me tell you something. That I know that I sounded yesterday like Mr. Short Pants, a little Lord Effing Fauntleroy,
right,
bitching about my room. It's a plaza. But last night when we got back to the Plaza Hotel,
right,
I brought Mike in and showed him my room.
You took me to your room.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
Mike shared my bed for a while. Now, come on, be honest and tell him about that room.
I'll be honest with you. I have never heard anyone complain about a deluxe suite.
F you, double F you, triple F you, quadruple F you.
Let me tell you,
tell him the truth.
All right, here's what had happened. You on the air yesterday were talking about your room, and I wasn't sharing your attitude about the hotel, and I didn't realize until I was in the hotel so briefly when I got into New York yesterday. I basically threw my luggage in there and came right over to the studio, so I really didn't get a chance to look around and get a feel for the room. It was fine, is really, that's the best word.
Fine.
It was fine. So I went in, and then when we came back, you take me up to your room, and I don't understand how your room and my room could be in the same hotel.
Thank you.
Your room,
thank you,
was not a hotel room. Your room...
I said it yesterday, it was a jail cell.
Your room was some other room, I think, that they converted to a hotel room. Because, you know, one of the things you expect... You know, standard things in a hotel room, if you want to read, if you want to just have a certain amount of light, you expect to have a lamp.
By the bed.
By the bed.
By the nightstand.
You had only one little nightstand. I mean, most hotels, really good hotels, you had one on either side of the bed. And you had one, and it didn't have it, just had a phone sitting there. And you had hardly any room. I mean, we were bumping into each other,
yeah,
in the room. It was a tiny, sparse room. I was going up to your room fully prepared.
To bust my balls,
to bust
I know.
Your balls ago. You are a very spoiled man, and you should accept what you get. But the fact that these rooms were in the very same hotel was a mystery to me. Now, I saw your room first. Now, you got to remember, I got off the train, went to my room, came out to the studio. I didn't get a chance to really. So I'd seen your sparse room, and I didn't comparison shop. Now, when I got into my room with the entertainment center, the large writing desk with a computer terminal on it.
Oh, my God.
The two Asian vases with lamps on top, you know, the beautiful ornamental lamps, and most importantly, the big overstuffed chair sitting on the other side of the room.
Yeah, none of that. I had three hard wooden chairs,
yeah,
a bed, and like a clown desk.
Well, if we're staying at the sleepy whatever, in Oshkosh, it's one thing.
But where's the plaza?
Staying at a hotel like that, and I'm sure that they have different rooms for different price ranges and things like that. But I called you. I was 5 seconds, and I walked into my room after being in your room. And when I opened the door and I looked in my room, I started laughing because my room...
You realize what a great room you had compared to mine.
Yeah, over my bed was GB. You know, they had
Golden Boy. Golden Boy.
I called you, and I couldn't get through to you. I didn't know what you were doing because I was going to call you. I said, come here. Because I wanted you to see the difference, but I guess during that time you finally got them to switch a room.
Yes, I got them to switch rooms. And
the only other time that I checked on it was today, when I saw you today.
And I'm feeling so much better about the fact that I...
if you crane your neck,
right,
you can kind of see the sunshine,
yeah,
a little bit. And there's an overstuffed chair in the room.
Fine.
So I'm feeling good. I feel like, wow, I've got a real luxury room. So I mentioned this to Mike today.
My hotel room had a view of Fifth Avenue all the way up on Central Park. You get a view of the park and of Fifth Avenue. I closed my eyes last night. The last thing I saw was looking up Fifth Avenue from the 10th floor with a very, very nice view. It was actually one of the most peaceful views. And I woke up to the...
I have a view of the garbage swill that apparently is it, and back me up on this.
Yes.
It is like a garbage swill.
There is no view. You're looking at walls and straight down to garbage. That's what you're looking at.
In the middle of the Plaza Hotel.
From the middle floor, you're looking at a wall.
Apparently, that's what they do. Instead of like having the garbage taken away,
right,
they must just go to a window and just throw it into this middle courtyard area.
It's a sprawling, huge building. It's a huge hotel, and you know, they've got all sorts of nooks and crannies, and they put you in the cranny.
So anyway, got the
you were in the cunny cranny.
Got the room changed. Was feeling good about that. We get into this car. We're going to go to Little Italy last night for dinner.
We were very excited about that because this is a place that you and Rob had gone to with,
right,
Buzz and. I'd never been, and I was real jacked about it.
So we get into the car, and now keep in mind, again, this is, let's be honest, it's 8 blocks away from the radio station. We could have walked, but the company gets us this car. So we're like big shots. We leave in the fancy hotel, and we get into this limousine, and we get ready for this 8-block ride that we really could have walked to pick up the other guys.
And we should have.
Yeah, because it took us a half an hour to get from our hotel to the hotel here by WNEW, and we were informed the reason that there was such gridlock was that the buildings in Times Square were actually falling apart last night.
Sure. Our driver, Teddy, said with a bit of glee, yeah, the buildings are crumbling.
Yeah.
Are falling apart.
Seemed to enjoy that.
And,
yeah, he did.
And I'll tell you something. I talked to a cab driver today who told me that he's been driving in this city for 15 years, and he has never seen traffic like there was last night, because what happens is,
well, they closed down Times Square.
You close down Times Square. It's so central to the city, and you're screwing everybody, and every artery, every single alternate route is jammed with everybody trying to avoid Times Square. So the city was really paralyzed last.
So we get into this car, we finally come and we pick up the other guys, and we're going to go to this nice Italian restaurant. Well, you know, Teddy, bless his heart, this guy who's driving us around,
right,
he says, okay, it's going to take us a little longer to get to Little Italy because we've got to go, you know, like some other route. We have to take a parallel route.
Yeah, and we're the out-of-towners. We know our little section of Midtown, but outside of that, we're still learning the city. And, you know, we didn't know where the hell we were going.
And how many times around the one circle did
Columbus Circle.
Three times around Columbus Circle.
Yeah,
I mean,
but we started to get itchy because, I mean, as the hour is...
Even out-of-town mooks like us can tell when we're going by the same thing three times in a row.
Yeah, so we're still, you know, after 40 minutes, we're still in Midtown, and I said to Teddy, I said, you know, are there any good restaurants around here? Now, come on. We're in New York City. There, every 5 blocks, there's a decent restaurant.
And I apologize. I realize, I know we give you a hard time about verbal crutches, but last night, I must have said maybe 1,000 times, I'm not married to Little Italy. And I realized you were nice enough not to throw it back at me, but I said to you, before we even met them, hey, right, I'm not married to that idea. I'm not married to that. We can go anywhere. I'm not married to that. I'm not married to Little Italy. I'll go anywhere.
None of us were. We were getting to the point where we would have eaten anywhere, and so... At this point, he says, have you ever eaten at Joey Paisano's?
Now, we should have known right away, because that sounds like beefsteak Charlie's or
Red Lobster,
Chuck E. Cheese.
But it also sounded to me like he was suggesting that because maybe he was going to open the doors of the car and we were going to be there.
So, no, we said, no, we'd love to go to this Joey Paisano restaurant.
We'll skip Little Italy, you know, go to this place, no problem at all. And at that point, he drives us for another 20 minutes.
So now we've been in the car for 1 hour. One solid hour. And he
we enjoy each other's company, but in the back of a limo when we're all ready for, you know, maybe a Diet Coke or something a little stronger.
So he pulls up in front of this building and announces, hey, it ain't here.
The restaurant doesn't exist. It's a Tex-Mex place.
Yeah.
It's a Mexican restaurant.
The restaurant is gone. So at this point, we just have him take us back to where we started.
And that's when we said, please let us out.
And we got out, and we just started roaming the streets, and we actually found
A very nice place.
Wonderful. You know, if you've got some you know, some dollars in your wallet, you're not going to starve in New York City. There are a few restaurants in this town, and we just decided we'd hoof it and we'd wing it, and the first place that looked good, we'd duck into.
We stopped and we found the place, and you know, and it was fine.
The food at Hooters is always good.
You know, that was Mike's first choice, because there's a Hooters.
No,
right.
That was that man's first.
Oh, Broad Hills, yeah.
That was Charles.
Because there's a Hooters right in the bowels of this WNEW building.
Well, I didn't want to go to Hooters. Charlie Broyhill would be happy at Hooters every time. He would eat his buffalo chicken finger things that he has there. But we lucked out. We went to a real nice place. I wish I remember the name of it.
But I think in the future,
Tino's.
We discussed it today. I think what we're going to do in the future, rather than go through all this crap with finding a hotel that's nice and finding a restaurant, I think what we should really do is what we discussed today. The five of us in on a timeshare.
Yes, we should come up here and we should have our own three-bedroom apartment that we all sleep in.
Mike, and I think that even that is taking it a step too far.
One-bedroom apartment would be fine, Don.
Nice. One-bedroom apartment now.
And efficiency.
We only come up to New York a couple of times a month.
Yeah, we got to be cost-effective here, and we can get cots.
So we're thinking
Army cots.
We're thinking that if it's a one-bedroom,
right,
a walk-up, you'd have a bedroom for me,
right,
and you, and
uh-huh,
Buzz,
right,
and Rob, and Charlie.
Charlie can sleep outside.
The mental image that we had today was that it would be five beds,
right,
all lined up, right next to each other.
Right, yeah, little army cots.
Five twin beds.
Right.
Five nightstands.
Mm-hmm.
Five alarm clocks.
And the old-fashioned kind with the bells on.
Yeah. And four of us, Don, Mike, Rob, and Charlie.
Five dressing gowns, five nightshirts.
No, only four.
Just four.
Because Buzz sleeps in the nude.
That's right. So four nightshirts and four kerchiefs.
Yeah, and the wacky, like, Santa Claus hat.
Yeah, exactly. That's the kerchief, right.
Yeah. That's right, because that's where me and my kerchief and Ma and her.
All like with a very conservative stripe.
Red and white
stripe.
And that way when we come to New York, we could all eat in the apartment together.
Yeah, five TV trays.
we can all sleep.
A 13-inch black and white television.
Sleep side by side.
With rabbit ears.
And think of the show we'd be able to get, because while the four of us, the married guys, are laying in the beds with the covers pulled up to our eyes.
Sure.
We could watch as Charlie has violent, animal-like sex with whatever New York piece of garbage he's picked up to spend the night with him that night.
Then there'd be no shower or tub, but there would be a sink.
Yes.
And it would be the same sink that we wash our... Well, we wouldn't wash dishes. We'd have paper plates.
We'd get a lot of takeout.
Takeout, yes.
A lot of takeout. A lot of Chinese takeout.
It's Chinese most of the time, where we just eat right out of the containers.
Yeah, right. It's efficient.
Be fantastic.
It's very efficient. I mean, this was an idea today. I know we're kidding now, but for a while today, we seriously were discussing.
Right.
Now, if the five of us were to get a place up here,
right,
and can you imagine how long that would last? How we would absolutely
somebody get stabbed.
Somebody might get stabbed in the ass. We would friggin' hate each other. Can you picture? You do the show together, and then we all leave, and it's a one bedroom apartment, and we're all there.
I think we do great when we're on the road. That we all hang together, and we all go out, and we tolerate each other. I think what it is it's not, you know what, everybody should know this, because people ask all the time, do you guys get along well when you're not doing the show? And the fact is, yes, and I think it's because we don't treat each other very nicely, and if we treated each other nicely, then there would be that phony tension, but we all treat each other like crap.
You know, and everybody should know, for all the crap that we give on this show, and a lot of people say, oh, you can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you're right, we can't take it from people who call us, but we certainly do give it out to each other.
We do, everybody, and that's why we enjoy each other's company, because it's constant, and nobody's immune. Everybody is on an equal playing field, and I mean, everybody,
except for Buzz, because it's always easier to pick on Buzz.
Buzz gets picked on more than anybody else, but we like having Buzz around because he's so much fun to pick on.
I have a target band of them.
You know, and Buzz, I apologize, because today you caught me.
What?
You know, this is the thing about going out with Buzz.
Right.
He doesn't even have to do anything.
No, he's Buzz.
It was when we were ordering our lunch today.
Yes.
And Rob, you know what I'm talking about, because
I saw you two exchange a look after I ordered.
See, and I know that, I know, and Rob knows
you
knew, okay?
Right.
And you didn't even do anything.
I know.
The waiter was just saying, what do you want to eat? And Buzz said, it said very assertively.
Right.
Caesar in a ribeye.
Sure.
And for whatever reason,
it just made me think of the last time in the soup, and naturally.
Let me, Buzz, if it's any consolation to you, there are times when I'm eating with all of us that I want to put Rob at a separate table.
I looked at Rob.
Well, he's the minister of hate.
I looked at Rob.
He is.
And Rob looked at me, and we started to laugh just a little bit, and I looked over, and I caught Buzz's eye, yes. and I said to Rob under my breath, I said, we are so busted.
Yeah, no,
Buzz knows we're goofing on him, and then later said, why were we goofing on him? I don't know.
Right. And pretty safe.
All he was doing was ordering his lunch.
Regular Coke, Caesar, ribeye, medium rare. That was it.
That's all I know.
So funny.
It is.
You know, and for God's sake, don't have a serious discussion at dinner. Because if you're having a serious discussion at our dinner table, and Don is sitting next to Rob, halfway during it, there will be a cocktail napkin slid across the table.
Oh, of course.
Or a gentle whisper. And then Don will go into a mini seizure.
Well, no, last night, here's how it went last night.
Right.
That there's a joke that we can't repeat on the radio.
Right.
That Rob and I have been working on. It was a joint production.
Yes, of course, as so many of them are.
And it's rather off color and unsavory. And yes. I leaned over to whisper the concept of this bit to Charles Broyhill, who immediately did the spit take. I mean,
yeah, he did.
And he doesn't do it for comedic effect.
Right.
I mean,
real.
It was funny.
I know.
But it's in poor taste. And it's at that point that Mike gets mad. And, Mike says, not here. Not at the table.
Not at the table, boys.
Not at the table. Knock it off.
Oh, my God.
Or you get the mic that you got today at lunch. When we all sit down, and frankly, we're a little fried of being with each other for two friggin' days in a row.
We got a couple of months ahead of us that's going to be like every weekend.
So we sit down, and I haven't seen Rob all day, and Rob's telling me about a store he went to. I'm telling about a store that I went to. Buzz is talking. Charlie's talking. And Mike's just sitting there. No one's talking to Mike. It's not because we're sliding, Mike. It's just, Rob has been with Mike most of the day. I've been with Roy Hill. Who knows what Buzz does?
Exactly.
Naturally. And Mike starts saying very loudly, does anyone want to know what I bought today? And at first, it's not a goof. At first, we are really just...
Yeah, you're just talking. You're having your own conversations. And then I get louder and louder.
Does anyone want to know what I bought today? Does anyone want to know what I bought today?
And then Charlie looks at me and says, no. Big laugh. And then, of course, he humors me and says, okay, tell us. And then it's a case for my phone. And everybody goes back to eating.
Yeah. Thanks for stopping the conversation for that, Mike.
I was not the golden boy at lunch today, though, was I? I was not the golden boy.
Well, no. Golden boy was unhappy with his shrimps he had today.
Golden boy wasn't unhappy.
Yes, Golden boy
bit into a shrimp that was born in 1958.
Golden boy just can't eat what they bring him.
Golden boy.
F you.
I'm giving it right back to you.
No, the golden boy. This shrimp is not to my specification.
It was bad.
Major, do you please send this back immediately?
You F you.
Immediately.
F you. I swear to God, I bit into the shrimp. Shrimp, normally when you eat a shrimp, you ever eat a shrimp cocktail? Yes, you do. I know you do.
Yes, I have.
You
sure.
Eat a shrimp cocktail, and the shrimp tasted like ammonia, and it was also mushy. And the waiter came over and agreed with me that occasionally happened.
Yeah, he agreed with you. Meanwhile, when
he's bitten my food.
Yeah, right. He's peeing and spitting the food that he brings you after you return the stuff.
I was very nice about that. I just, I couldn't. I thank you.
Excuse me.
Yeah, right. That was
excuse me. This is not the best shrimp I've ever had.
You know, it's. I didn't mean to spit out my food in front of you.
Yeah, I could.
What am I going to do?
You did that to the golden boy.
You want me to swallow that shrimp? No. The shrimp was the consistency of mayonnaise. Okay? The shrimp had no texture at all. So I bit into it, and one was bad. So I put the one aside. So maybe it's just one in the bunch. I bite into the other one. The other one didn't have any texture and was tasted like ammonia.
Ooh.
So I had no choice but to regurgitate it.
Which he did.
And I put it
in front of us.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, you do it into your napkin.
I got no place to go.
Well, you do it into your napkin or something. You do it discreet. You don't just spit it out into your hand.
I needed to get it out of my mouth.
And then he puts it right on the plate.
Yes, it was very pretty.
Where do you want me to put it? On my shirt?
No, on the floor.
On the floor.
On the floor.
The Lily Post says the floor.
The floor?
The floor.
Yeah.
us. Put it on the floor.
Emily posted. You did your news thing, and you were credible there.
I frightened you.
You did. Emily posted nothing of the kind. Put it on the floor. Put it a big gob on the floor. Waiter, would you scrape that up with Maitre D? Scrape that up with your fingers.
Well, did you see what they do anyway when you go to these restaurants?
Yes.
They come by. If you've got crap in front of you, and I won't even mention all the crumbs you had in front of you that you then threw on Charles Broyhill today.
See, we don't treat each other nicely.
When they come over to clean the table, there's like crumbs and spooge and stuff.
Right.
All they do is they take this thing that looks like a straight razor.
Yep.
And they just push it all off on the floor.
Sure. Absolutely.
It reminds me of being in, what was that restaurant that they used to have a long time ago, like 20 years ago, where you go in, you could have beer and you eat peanuts and you could put the peanut shells up the ground round.
Yeah, well, right. They have a place called Logan. It does that now where you can eat peanuts and throw them on the floor.
Right. Yes.
It's very cool. My kids love it.
It's the exact same concept at this fancy restaurant we were at today. Where this is how they clean up. They just come over. The guy comes over with a little squeegee thing. He goes, la, la, la. Like,
right.
No one's looking, and he just throws it all on the floor.
Surprise me.
Throws it on the floor.
Oh, it's always an adventure. What time's our trains leave? What time's our trains leave? Sorry, Susan.
Yeah, we got to get our own place up here.
We do. A giant apartment.
Oh, and we forgot. We got to have a fire pole.
That's right. Yes, a fire pole. And when we get in on our night clothes, we come down to the lobby of the building, and we're fully dressed.
And the fire pole has to be like a Batman.
Right.
When, he would pull up William Shakespeare's head and turn the knob.
Sure.
And the bookcase would open, and Bruce Wayne and his youthful ward, Dick Grayson, they would slide down the bat poles.
Right.
And they come out the other end, they'd have the Batman and Robin suits on.
It'll be fantastic. In the first episode of The Gay Stooges. Fantastic.
Hey, and who's the gay one here? I salute Rob Spiewak, who informed us last night, no less than 5 times, that he had gay pornography available in his hotel room.
I was disturbed by that. He was a little too excited about that.
Right? One time is a surprise.
Right.
2 times, you're going for shock value. The 5th time, and what was the name of the movie, Rob?
Well, it was in his opening because he's still thinking about the
Runway
movie he was.
Runway Studs.
Thank you,
was
bud.
The movie.
Runway Studs.
You had it in your room, too?
No, I just remember him saying it a minute ago.
But you did have it in your room, didn't you?
I don't know. I never checked.
Oh. He said it 1,000,000 times. I said, I can't believe this.
Right.
There's gay porn in my room. It's called Runaway Studs.
So is it Runway Studs or Runaway Studs?
Runway Studs.
A runway.
Runway models?
Yeah, I believe so.
Did you check it out, Rob?
Did you not.
Oh, what a shame.
You should have talked about it a lot last night, though.
It was very intriguing because I'd never seen it.
Nobody was more eager to finish with dinner either. I thought that was just my observation.
Wolf that down.
You should see me running to my hotel, hands over my head, screaming.
Time to see the studs.
Time to see the runway.
Studs on TV.
Hey, and what a difference last night, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there really is a difference between going out to dinner and having a drink.
Yes.
And going out to dinner and having like 100 drinks.
Yeah, moderation, you know, I'll be honest. It's something that I really don't do very often.
It's a foreign concept to everyone in this room.
And moderation works. Moderation gives you a whole day, you know, to enjoy. And it was real special. I mean, really being awake and right after the sun came up was this is a beautiful city, really, when you see it during the day.
My comment to Mike was, I said to him, I said, you know, I think this is the first time on a Friday morning I got up in New York, and like, I'm not, my head's not pounding, and I don't have to ask where we ended up last night and what
exactly
we did last night.
And that's the, you know, that's also the being together enough where, you know, the first few times when we go a long period of time when we're not on the road anywhere, we're kind of like, you know, it's a boys' night out is what it really is. And now that we've done it a couple of times, we were like, okay, dinner's over.
Yeah, enough.
I'll see you all later.
Yes, goodbye.
Jesus.
Goodbye. Buzz, go order off the menu. Rob, go watch your gay porn. Mike?
Send the shrimp back.
And I'll complain about my room.
Yes. You were right, though. I was surprised. I thought maybe you were overreacting because, you know, but it's not like you went on about it or anything. It was, when I got in there, I was, the thing about your room, and here's what they did, one last thing on your room. They put all the ornate crap in there. You know what I mean?
That is a giant, big-ass chandelier that was totally useless.
They put all the stuff in there that's like, here it is. But the basic size and the efficiency of the room was lacking. It was weird.
It sucked. And when all else falls apart when we go out together, it always ends up like this, where Mike pushes Charlie Broyhill.
Right.
And then as Broyhill is going to come back at him,
right,
like balls up his fist, Mike does the same, he jumps back.
I flinch like Joe Besser.
Don't hurt me.
Don't punch me back. Well, you know, Charlie is a retaliator, and I'm always afraid of that. Charlie and I could get to blows very quickly.
Funny, we were standing outside today. I don't know, what were we waiting to do? Charlie's on the telephone, and Mike's
doing his, you know, his hands-free telephone trick where he looks right at you and speaks. And I knew he was talking to somebody on his little silly-ass wire that hangs out of his ear. And I looked at him and I said, what was that? What was that? And he says, I'm talking to somebody on the phone, you effing a-hole.
And Mike runs up, pushes him on his shoulder, and then runs away like, okay, don't hit me back. Don't hit me back.
Don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me.
Jesus Christ. Another wonderful day in the Big Apple.
Yeah. You know, and my wife thinks she's missing out on something. You know. Please. Oh, here's what I got from her today. She says, hey, you know what? That Nathan Lane play, The Producers, that looks like that'd be fantastic to see. That's Mel Brooks. You'd probably like that. Why don't you get some tickets? Meanwhile, you know, I'm telling her, look at the newspaper, honey.
Right.
They sold $14 million worth of tickets in one day.
Yeah, they've got them. And those are, you know, that's the thing.
We ain't getting tickets for The Producers.
Apparently, that is, I guess it's not anything new, but it's, you know, it's the ticket brokers that do that. They buy up all the tickets to these hit shows and sell them, and that's how it works in this city. It's very difficult to get tickets. I was trying to have that conversation with Teddy. And Teddy said, go down to Times Square and stand in line.
And wait until a piece of a building falls. You know, the thing is, I just mentioned The Producers. This is from the soundtrack of The Producers.
Smash, The Producers with Nathan Lane, Matthew Broderick.
Vehicular manslaughter.
You never forget.
Don't forget, you know, Matthew Broderick. Hello, right. Everyone. Lovable Inspector Gadget, married to Sex in the City.
Right.
This dude killed somebody in Ireland, drove them over in his car and killed them.
Hey, it's an accident, Don.
He ran them over and killed them.
He didn't commit murder.
And he got his car committed murder. he ran over this dude and killed him,
right.
And he got off. Because he's Ferris Bueller.
Because
the Ireland people said, hey, you're the kid who sings Dunkashane while you're in the floats.
Well, he's in a hit play. Everybody loves it. No surprise there. Rave reviews all over New York City for this show. I mean, really, really rave reviews.
And from that soundtrack, we now present part one of a continuing salute today.
To Broadway?
No.
Broadway.
No, of course not. Rob Spiewak's tribute to Adolf Hitler's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Now, Rob, I know you got big. You got big party plans tonight.
I won't.
Now you got to get back and get your basement all decorated.
Yeah, and Carrie and I are going out for bratwurst and kraut. We're going to sit in the room and hate.
How old would Hitler have been today?
A youthful 112.
112.
Adolf Hitler's birthday.
Unbelievable.
Jesus Christ. April 20th. Okay, clear the lines out. Please clear the lines, and let's get a call 100 for the secret sound.
All right.
Common everyday sound that can be heard in the home or in the office.
Very good.
$500 if you identify the sound right now. Be the 100th caller at 877-365-3636, and good luck.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Happy bastards. Leave them alone. They're beautiful.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Call 100 time now. Come, my lady. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're call 100.
Yay.
What's your name?
Maria.
Hi, Maria. Where are you from?
Reno.
Maria, you've just won the Flick Fest prize pack.
Flick Fest.
That means you've won the free pay-per-view of Nurse Betty.
Oh.
Now playing on pay-per-view, and enjoy that from Cox Communications.
Can do that.
Are you ready to play for $500?
Uh-huh.
Secret sound number three, common everyday sound. It is a clicking sound. You can hear it in your home. You could hear it in the office. Here's another clue. You could hear it in the school.
Hey, has Buzz guessed it? Did I hear that yesterday?
Yes. Oh,
did
yeah.
I ever hear that yesterday?
Yeah, Buzz aced it. Yeah, Buzz got it. Home,
done it again.
Home, office, or school. That's where you'll hear the sound. We'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Super Tramp.
We wish you
a speed caller. Name this sound.
There it is, common everyday sound, which has been correctly identified by Pops Burbank. You identify it, and if you win the money, it's courtesy of Main Street Title, $500. Whatever
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go. That's a Friday effort.
Yeah.
There you go. Whatever it was.
You know what I did? I was going to do gun, super gun. And then I realized that's not Super Tramp.
Chilliwack.
Chilliwack. And I should have said Chilliwack. So I had to change it at the last second, and then I forgot the lyric. I am very, very sorry.
That's okay.
It was, I really did try.
Listen, what's the sound for $500?
Is it the sound of Rob punching out his wife?
No, that would be a much louder sound.
And a thudding sound.
But thank you. Thank you, though. And don't forget that every guest is a clue for you.
Thank you.
You know, actually, Rob, you're going to have to stand up if you want to be on, be heard.
Yeah, what, Robbie, what?
It clicks if I wear rings.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Well, she'll just have to listen, won't she?
That's right. I love you, darling.
She'll listen, darling. Oh, listen, don't let him fool you with this crap. We saw, you know, the worst thing I ever did was buying Rob a cell phone for his birthday. Because today, I mean, his wife calls him. Wait, what's she talking about? The baby? Is that what it was about? The baby?
Yeah, work.
I mean, he is standing on the street, and we are just waiting for him. And
waiting to go into lunch.
I don't know who it was. It might have been you, Mike, or someone. Broyles said, you know, great idea getting him that phone. Because all he was doing is standing there talking to his wife.
Yeah, McCary's not a talker.
No, I don't. It's all me.
It's all you.
No. Ralph wasn't standing there with his hands going like this, doing the blah, 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 blah thing.
Getting an unlisted number.
An unlisted cell phone so your wife can't call you?
Right.
Okay. Last night, we were out. I was not able to watch Survivor. Now, I do know what happened last night.
This is really why the first Survivor made me so angry, and this one is making me angry. I mean, is it going to come down between Colby and somebody?
Colby won immunity again.
Three times in a row. That's crap.
Roger got voted off the island. They're down to four now. The hot POA, what's her name, Amber? Is that who? Is it Elizabeth?
Elizabeth.
Tina, who's the old bag, but I think that Tina has big teeth.
I think they're fake.
And, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think they're fake.
I don't think so.
I think she's too thin to have them that big.
I don't think so.
I think she'd lose size in them with all the lack of food.
Because you know what? You know who else has big teeth? And she talks about her on her show here at WNEW's, Leslie Gold. And I don't think that they're fake. And she's skinny like Tina is.
I haven't noticed her breasts.
How could you not notice her breasts?
Because she says hi to me and like, walks by at 150 miles an hour and then engages you in 8 hours of conversation. And I was asked, you know what, I didn't even tell you this the last time when you were having one of your discussions and I came in here just being friendly and you said, let's go in the other room and talk. And I felt like the biggest eunuch, you know, as I was sitting there. But meanwhile, it's okay, Rob was in here for 10 minutes of the conversation.
I think he was.
Yeah, you were. And then you came. I remember it, Rob. I remember with great detail because it hurt. It hurt bad. And
well, you know, I think that it wasn't a slight towards you. I think it was the fact that it was, you know, talk about, you know,
you didn't suggest
station
it.
Politics and stuff.
You didn't suggest it. Now that I remember, because I was trying to, it's not your fault. I came in here and you were having a conversation, and she was standing where I'm standing.
Yeah.
And I came over here
you know, because I am like the other guy on our show, and I came walking in, you know, thinking like, hey, we'll have a big conversation, and she's talking to you standing right here. I come to her left, and I put my hands down like this, just like, so, you know, just I didn't say anything, but it's, and as soon as I did that, she's like, can we go to another room?
Yeah, well,
do you remember when that happened? And I'm like, okay.
It was the last time we were up here at NEW.
And I'm like, all right, goodbye. So I really haven't had a chance to really see her breasts. I haven't gotten a good look.
I've not, don't get me wrong, I've not seen them.
So she talks about them on her show?
Yeah.
Well, today was National Cleavage Day, and she dressed for it. She wore a low-cut top today.
Very hot top on.
Is she around?
Very nice.
Yeah, she came and... Well, she came in to say hello to me before the show.
Yeah, I know she did. She said hi to me, and you know, I got the reassuring pat on the shoulder. So I didn't just get up.
What, Broyhill? Broyhill just came in and grabbed the microphone from mine.
Do you want me to go find her for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Already got his revenge.
Is she still here?
I don't know.
He got his revenge for the crumbs.
I think she was leaving.
Actually, I think,
when she came in to say hello.
I wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't.
I do get a hello. I get a, hi, how you doing?
But anyway.
What I get from everybody around.
You know, the point is, she's got big jugs, just like the broad from Survivor does, has big jugs. And right. I think that Tina's jugs are real.
But I hate Colby. That's what we were talking about.
Everybody hates Colby. Mm-hmm. Last night, they did the Internet Cafe, the Survivor Internet Cafe, where they had the sign that they paint that says Survivor Internet Cafe. It's like the same font that they use for all the signs on Green Acres that are supposed to be like wacky, backwards lettering. It's, like,
sure.
It's very similar to the R and Toys R Us being mm-hmm. backwards.
Right.
And the deal was that if you got to talk to your family. You got to get a message from your family on the internet, and then if you won the game, you got 30 minutes to go on the internet with a loved one.
Who won that challenge?
Keith the chef.
Yeah, and so it's either Colby or Keith now winning all the challenges.
Keith the chef. Well, you know, I don't know. I didn't see the show, so I don't know. I'm just going on, like, stuff that I had heard and seen.
I'd like to see Elizabeth win. If anybody's going to win now, I'd like to see Elizabeth win.
I do know that at one point, Keith was on the internet with his girlfriend. And this is a smart thing that they did on Survivor, where they show you... Because that guy Keith, the chef, he's a prick and nobody likes him.
Yeah, he is kind of a ween.
But it kind of softens him out when you get to see the girl that he's involved with.
Right.
And you see that she's a nice person. You think, well, maybe the guy's not such a prick. Anyway, they call each other... Peas and carrots. That's it. That's their love nicknames for each other. And he proposed to her last night.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yes, and she said yes on the internet during their show. No, sorry, Mike. Leslie's gone.
Oh, really?
Leslie's gone for the day.
Well, you know that already.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, Charlie.
What, Charlie?
I did know that.
Yeah, go away. I'll flick crumbs on you again.
But they kicked off Roger.
Don't screw with me. Go away.
What's he doing?
Messing with my chair.
Loosening his chair.
What he wants to do, his goal has been through the entire show, is yank the chair out, thrusting me and my chin and teeth into the wooden console. Didn't the goal? I know that.
They should not have gotten rid of Roger. That's my point. Roger was a good guy. He was the old dude. I mean, he was definitely more likable than the old than Rudy from the original Survivor.
Well, now Elizabeth is the only, I think, even semi-nice person who's left, and she is a POA. So she combines being the nicest person and the best-looking person.
So she won't win.
Yeah, she won't win. Well, the guy that's going to win is going to be Colby, because the guy everybody hates was Richard Hatch, and the guy everybody hates now is Colby, and that's who wins Survivor. I hope it's not true, but that's the way it's been.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, hello. How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Well, first of all, it wasn't Keith that won the reward. It was Tina.
It was?
Yeah. Everyone was given a small amount of time to talk on the internet. Then they asked 5 questions to the family members, and whoever got the most questions right, that person on the island got to talk to their person at home for about half an hour.
All right, well, I like I said, I only saw the highlights from this thing because we were watching...
Like they can junk it up anymore?
We were watching Times Square explode last night.
Yeah. What about Tina?
When the show was on, what about Tina?
I said the same thing about Tina to my friends a couple days ago, and they looked at me and they told me how wrong I was.
What did you say?
About how big her breasts are.
Well, what did you say?
They're nice and big. and real.
They are. I think so. Oh,
yeah.
But do your friends think they're fake?
Not anymore. They saw yesterday's episode and they agree with me now.
Okay.
All right. Have a nice day.
It's a lock then. Oh,
yep.
Sorry. Thank you for calling.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike. I'd like to tell Mike about the first time I
turn it
met...
down.
Sorry.
Radio knob left down.
Hello, friend.
Mike.
Yes.
Have you ever met the new Mystics player, Coco?
The new who?
The new Mystics player.
You mean the Washington Mystics?
Yeah.
No.
I met him once. He's, first of all, he's humongous. And I was a little nervous
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
The Mystics is in the WLBA.
That is a female basketball league.
The Mystics are in the... I said the Mystics is. The Mystics is in the WLBA.
What are you talking about, sir?
Never mind. Never mind.
Why always for me?
I don't know.
I'm trying to be nicer.
They're your money fans, Mike.
They are.
Hello.
Feeling very unimportant.
Dot and Mike show. Hello. Don't feel unimportant. Charlie Broyhill is trying real bad to ruin your day.
I know he is.
Hello, Dot and Mike show.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, buddy.
I'd like to speak to Don and Mike, please.
Duh.
What's happening? Hey, did you didn't see the show, so...
Wait a minute. Did you know? You knew that. You knew you were talking to us, didn't you?
No, I really didn't.
Oh, come on.
I would know. I had my radio up.
How old are you?
23.
Okay, what do you want? Come on. Come on.
Yeah, well, you didn't see that Keith had almost... he was going to win immunity. He was up there talking to Jeff Probst, but he had dropped a lock back in the forest, wherever they were doing the little challenge they had.
Okay, good boy. Jesus Christ. I just got to start figuring out a way to watch the show when we're up here. So I could just give you my own expert analysis and not rely on the CBS... Happy Good Morning Show with Bryant Gumbel. And
if I brought a blank tape, I could have recorded it last night.
This is something else I heard from the Golden Boy today. When he's looking at me and he goes, did you have a VCR in your hotel room?
I did.
I said, no, of course I didn't. What, you had a VCR? He says, oh yeah.
Yes, I had a VCR.
Yes, I do.
Covered with shrimp.
Hello. Not in Mike's show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you. Hey, you guys didn't get to see the promos for next week, did you?
Survivor, no.
Yeah. They said at the end there's a mystery guest coming to the show. Could it be the nude Richard Hatch?
A mystery guest? No, maybe it's Fred Travellino. He was the last mystery guest we had. Or Rick Springfield.
Very good.
I'm also hoping that it might be the Weakest Link lady. Would you like to see her and Jeff Probst go at it?
Right. Okay.
I think
we've cemented the fact that somebody on the show has to watch Survivor when we come to New York.
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
What's up?
That's the deadline right there. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. I had a suggestion about the living situation in New York.
Yes. Oh, go ahead. What's your suggestion?
One thing you might want to look at: pilots. In every city with a major airline, when they got a major airport,
yeah,
they have crash pads. They typically have, you know...
That's certainly a bad choice of word for pilots, though.
Oh, I understand what you mean. I'm just thinking about, like, really...
yeah, I know.
...to crash the airplane. You're talking about, like,
yeah,
places where the pilots go, like, apartments and stuff, right?
I typically have, like, 20 beds there, all set up. And people are usually only there for, like, 2 days out of a month.
What is it, like a barracks or something?
Kind of, just an apartment. They figure people are coming and going.
Right. An apartment with 20 beds?
Right, a stabbing cabin.
Well, you have, like, five in a room.
That's what
five in a room, like a firehouse.
You know what that is? That's a stink house. That is that is a house like for pilots.
Yeah,
you know,
stabbing pen.
Yeah, it's a stabbing cabin. That's like, you know, the pilot meets a chick on the plane and he says, "Hey, I've got 4 hours till I have to fly to Little Rock. How would you like to join me at the stabbing cabin?
I'm flying this bird. Would you like to come to my stabbing pad?"
Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Like a long letter writing.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi there.
Is Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hi. I don't understand. Why don't you like Colby?
Colby? Because he's a dickweed.
He is a total a-hole. He is the most manipulative, conniving member of the entire group.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the point, though?
No, you know, no.
Yeah, isn't that the point of the game?
No, it's not.
No, listen,
Roger, it wasn't the point of the game for old Rod.
He's just a dick. honey, he's a dick. And what does he do in real life? He's a car detailer or something like that?
Yeah, something with cars.
Yeah,
right.
Please. You know, listen, first off, I hate him because, I'm going to say this, I'm not a fag, but right. He's a good-looking guy, so
yeah.
Right away.
And he knows it.
I hate him, and he's one of those guys that probably in wintertime walks around without his shirt on.
He knows he's good-looking. He acts like he's good-looking. You know, he's one of those guys. There was one time early in the game where somebody got voted off, and it saved his ass, and he gave this little knowing smile, and from that moment, he's just a dick.
And, you know, he wears that goddamn Indiana Jones hat.
Right.
And don't forget what his luxury item was the Texas state flag.
Yeehaw!
Jesus, no. Death to Colby.
Amen.
Death to Colby.
I'm rooting for Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for lefty and righty. Tina's Judge.
You want Tina?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I want her.
So you're rooting for Tina?
Yeah, I am. Not a chance she wins, though.
You don't think so?
No. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
What's up?
Hi. Track lighting. Bad track lighting and apparently a duct system that hasn't been cleaned since Scott Muni was a disc jockey here.
And some very loose bricks in Times Square.
What can we do for you?
Do you like Howard Stern?
No.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Let me ask you something. Do you like anal sex?
This is all not going on the air.
Oh, no, I think this is going on the air.
Well, it's not supposed to.
Well, you mean his name? Honey, hello.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so is the question answered?
I answered yours, and you never answered mine.
I said, yes, I do.
Okay, well, no, I don't, and yes, you do.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hi. Hey, I heard a rumor that Colby does get voted off, like...
Here we go.
Like the second to the last.
Right. Okay, great. Thank
good
you.
Rumor.
Bye-bye. Yeah, good rumor. And you said it well with such...
Enthusiasm,
right.
I thought it was a lovely story.
That's the tape I was thinking of, Mike. It's a lovely story. You tell it so well.
With such enthusiasm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike?
Yes, hi.
This is Tracy. I'm a flight attendant. I just wanted to clarify a couple things for you guys.
You go ahead, baby.
Yes, how you doing? You're a waitress. Nice to see you.
Yeah, a sky waitress, I guess you could call it.
You're a waitress, honey.
Don's had some bad experiences with the airlines recently.
That's why I'm calling. I got a couple. I have a little bit of advice for you guys.
Yes.
Now, a while ago, I know you said you took a flight and you had stinky people next to you.
Always.
The next time you're on the flight, ask for a coffee bag. And if you ever see a coffee bag underneath of someone, stay away from them.
A coffee bag?
So you actually, you put a real bag of coffee so the coffee odor will take care of their body odor?
You do a drop-by, yep. You walk by them and you toss it under them and it's taken care of for the rest of the flight.
All right. So you've actually had people that were so stinky that you actually, like, leaned over like you dropped a paper and threw a coffee bag underneath the seat?
Many, many times,
that is so cool. What a great insight that is.
Let me ask you a serious question, okay?
Okay.
And please don't be offended. How do you keep your self-esteem knowing that it is simply the fact that you're serving flapjacks on an airplane that makes you any different from the girl who's serving flapjacks at Denny's?
Well, it is kind of hard when you're working, but the lifestyle's nothing like it. I mean, I get to go everywhere. My family goes everywhere for free in the world. I mean, we can go wherever we want. And we have more days off than I can. I have 20 days off a month. And, I mean, how can I...
20 days off a month?
Yeah.
Wow.
And 3 weeks vacation. So you really can't...
Well, your sister-in-law is a flight attendant, right, Rob?
Yeah, actually, I think that time off is mandated, isn't it? You're only allowed to work 10 days a month,
are
right?
You kidding?
No. You have to have 10 days off a month.
Denny's waitresses don't get that.
Yeah, I guess not.
They make crazy money, too. It's like you get paid for your birthday, right?
Well, we don't. Not with our airline, no.
There are certain airlines that pay you on your birthday, and
you get bonuses,
like crazy bonuses to work holidays.
But you are a waitress. You're just a waitress in an airplane.
Yeah, once you can overcome that stipulation, you're all right with it. Yeah.
Well, I'll give you credit. Thank you.
What about these crash pads?
Crash pad, yes. I've had a crash pad, but I'm senior enough that I don't need one. A crash pad is only like you guys have in New York, a hotel. You commute there, you stay there, and then you get home. Like, I don't live where I'm based, so I commute there. I stay with a couple people.
Are you sure it's not just a, I want to say this the right
it's
way.
It's not a hookup, no.
Are you sure that it's not a huckfouse?
A
Let's put it this way, not the ones I've been in, but I've heard stories.
So there are some Huckfouses out there.
Not that I've been participating in.
Aren't a lot of those pilots whores?
They're not as bad. I think we have a bad reputation, the pilots, but you know which ones to stay away from. There's a circuit you hear.
Lots of the pilots drink?
hopefully not the ones I'm flying with, but I'm sure that happens.
Yeah. Yeah, but they do it, but they don't do it like the night before the flight, right?
Right.
I hope not. Hold
on, Mike. Here comes the qualifier.
Here's the story.
Once in a blue moon.
No. A couple times people have said, "Do you smell something?" But no, never to that extreme. I wouldn't go. I have a child. I would not go on a flight with someone that I thought that.
You know what? We finally have a real honest waitress on the phone. She's willing to admit the fact that she's no more than a glorified waitress. She's willing to tell us that they do have these huckfouses and that pilots are drunk.
When the pilot smells like booze, do you throw a coffee bag under him?
No, I wouldn't be on the plane with them if they were.
Would you report them, really, if you smelled booze on a pilot?
Really, yeah. I would not get on the flight. I wouldn't sacrifice myself for anyone.
That was really not my question. My question was, would you report him? I mean, it's very brave of you not to get on the plane and leave like the other 300 people to perish with the drunk driver in the sky. But would you rat him out if you smelled booze on his breath?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay.
What if he wasn't on your flight?
I would definitely.
Would you really?
Honest to God, yes.
And no one likes a stool pigeon.
Has a pilot ever hit on you?
Oh, of course.
Has a drunk pilot ever hit on you?
Not during working hours.
But, like, at get-togethers with other airline people?
Oh, yeah, that happens, yeah.
Are you a hot flight attendant?
Hot waitress?
Hot waitress.
Have you earned your wings? How about your Red Wings?
Oh, yeah, my.
The Mile High Club.
Yeah,
time.
Right, yeah.
No Mile High Club, not yet.
Really? Who's the celeb you most resemble?
Little Bridget Fonda.
Oh.
A lot of people...
You know, and generally the waitresses on the airplanes, they get one, they're very hot, or they look like they're prison matrons.
Yeah, you got to get a younger one. You fly on the wrong airline.
What airline? Can you give us the airline, please?
What does it start with?
You know, it's not going to hurt you. You're anonymous. We don't know your name.
It starts with the C, but I don't fly out of here. But I'll tell you, me and my girlfriend, we get lots of comments, and she's about 10 times prettier than me.
See you in Toledo Airlines.
So you fly for Continental?
I
plead
the fifth.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Well, listen, you're welcome. You guys have a good one.
Continental is a good airline. No, I mean that seriously. I don't want a controversy here. I'm telling you, the Continental is a good airline.
They're very good. Actually, a very strong airline, that Continental.
Hey, listen. Thank you for being so honest.
Okay. You take care.
Thank you. I'm no more than a glorified disc jockey. Right. You don't hear me running around saying I'm a full time entertainer.
You don't even call yourself a talk show host.
No, I'm a disc jockey. I know my limitations.
Right, exactly.
And you know your limitations.
We should all have it in perspective.
I applaud that.
I am a glorified disc jockey too, and a rock and roll musician.
Right. Now listen, are you still there?
Jester, that's right.
Are you still there?
No, too bad. God, Bridget Fonda.
Wanted more peanuts.
Wow.
Give me some more peanuts, please. And give me the whole can of Diet Coke this time. Don't just pour out half a Diet Coke.
You had a bad experience last time.
Yes, I did. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
I got a song here. It's about 50 seconds long about Homo Joe.
All right, go ahead.
Here it goes.
All right, roll it.
I promise, and I'm going to sing it. He's a gay factory worker from the South. He'll take what you pee out of and put it in his mouth. He works on at the choir to drop to the bar where he meets his boyfriend Dale. They love the songs, love the dance. Hey, sometimes without wearing pants. Oh, come on, boys, let's take the chance. We'll all change our names to Lance. Everybody.
The only funny part of that was that he
put it in his mouth.
Put it in his mouth.
That got a laugh.
Yes, it did. What does that say about us?
I know.
Oh, you know what I forgot? Hold on. I want to play you the message. Frida tells me we have a message on the machine at home from George McFly.
Better, hopefully?
That it's nothing major. That it's just a message that says, please contact me.
Okay.
Or I'm still trying to contact you.
Give me a second.
two.
So, we have,
so it's not as desperate as the last one.
I don't know. I've not heard it.
Okay.
Does he have a phone now?
Don't know, Rob. We'll find this out together.
I'm sorry. Might be a the number, number you have reached, area code.
Hold on. Jesus. He didn't have a phone. He didn't have a home the last time we heard from him.
Well, let's see what happens.
Living in his car.
Well, he, you know, he George also might not literally be living. It's, he said that. I remember hearing that in a message, but he not, might not literally be living in his car.
Just jockey update now on George McFly.
Oh, this thing's got to do four rings. So bear with me. And then you hear Frida's charming message.
Very good.
Hi, we're not here.
Hello. Sorry we missed your call. Leave a message at the beach. Thanks.
All right, here we go. Now we're going to get the message.
We have two, line two.
Sounds like Peter Graves.
Hello. First message.
Two messages. Thursday, 2:38 p.m., line two.
Hi, guys. George McFly calling again. Trying to contact Doc. I don't have a number I can leave you. I'm borrowing a... pointing to cell phone right now, so I will. I'll try again when I'm on the road. And that's about it. All right, thanks. Hope everybody's doing well. Talk to you soon.
It's weird.
Jesus.
Friday, 4:05 p.m.
Well, let's hear the other message.
Two.
Oh, no, that's just me calling in.
End of messages.
Okay. Well, that was very clandestine.
Hi, dog. This is Dennis.
that was the one you erased. That was not much from George McFly.
No. That's not good, though. I mean, he doesn't have a place, obviously. He's on the road.
And, but he's borrowing an acquaintance's cell phone.
So he's got a friend, right. Which is good.
Who knows where he's going? I will keep you updated on the saga of this jockey friend, George McFly.
Good. Might want to call you at home. Other than 2:38, if he's going to reach you.
Yeah, because the show starts at 3.
Really?
Hey, Charlie, should I bring down for Marv Albert?
Yes.
Okay, let's do Marv Albert.
Yes.
Well, no, wait, why did you shrug your shoulders? I mean, what's the point of having a schedule?
He shrugged his shoulders because he's a handful.
He is. I just looked over. I mean, we have a time set for Marv Albert today. I look over the glass in the producer room. I say, should I break today now for Marv Albert? He just goes,
yeah.
I don't care. You know, do whatever you want. Oh, you can't find him.
Ooh.
Oh, all right. Well, then never mind.
I can't find him. F him.
Okay. Find him. What's that thing you say about girls? The four F's. Find them. Feel them. F them. Forget them.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, that guy that just played that song he said was about Homo Cho, the guy's name that sings it is Rodney Carrington. He's a comedian from the South. He is real funny, man. You guys need to get him on your show.
Right, yeah, that's going to be our goal all weekend.
Oh, come on now.
No, really, that's going to be the goal all weekend.
You were going to get all the Southern comedians on, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, hillbillies, missing teeth, drinking beer, it's funny
right,
stuff.
Right, no,
to
we're going
to
get him on right after we watch the XFL championship game this weekend.
The only Carrington we're going to get on this show is Blake.
That's the number one goal, to watch the XFL championship game this weekend.
Hey, man.
And then we're going to get this comedian.
Can I ask you a question about another DJ, so to speak, with a morning show?
No.
No, we're not allowed to
because
talk about
that.
No,
they'll delete it out.
They delete that out. We're not allowed to talk about that.
If I don't say his name, you guys
we're
know
still
who I'm
not
about.
Allowed
right.
to talk about
all right,
it.
What about him?
Okay, I just want to know your opinion. He's a national radio show.
Right, here's my opinion.
Based out of Chicago.
This, I swear to God, this is my opinion about whoever you're talking about.
Let's hear it.
Just listen.
Whoa.
That's an earful.
Oh, man. USDA Prime.
There you go. Take that, my friend.
That's an earful.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That commentary on another disc jockey from my ass was brought to you by www.egars.com.
And there's several rules, you know.
The hottest cigar site on the planet.
I mean, there's several rules. We just basically don't enjoy talking about other disc jockeys.
I mean, we like it when we bring it up.
Yeah, when we bring it up, but we like it on our own terms.
And I don't mind hearing if someone wants to get in a war with us, if there's some disc jockey talking about us. But generally, if you just want to call and go, you know, hey, I'd like to know what you think about, you know, the nose picker in Chicago.
The bottom line is, we don't.
Yeah, or I'd like to know what you think about the Breakfast Flake show in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
We really don't spend a lot of time thinking about others.
No, we do not.
We're that self-absorbed.
Right. Hey, is this Marv Albert on the inside line, Charlie, on line 5?
Really?
Well, that's like a hotline, right?
Line number 5?
Yes, that's a private line. Well, we just picked that up. Did you pick it up, Charlie?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Keep me in the dark. I'm only doing the show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'd like to speak, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, what's up with KHDK not giving the tickets away?
Pardon me?
The tickets?
Okay, what do you mean? I don't follow. I don't follow. You're calling from Sacramento. Hello?
I think he hung up.
He just hung up.
He was ill-prepared.
Hey, Don? Yeah, Mike.
What's the deal?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Rob.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm all right. What's going on?
Not much.
All right, well, we're real busy. What can we do for you?
I just want to talk to them big guys out there.
About what, sir?
Just about my day.
No.
No?
No, the answer is no.
I got a big fart I wanted to give
him. You got one you want to do on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
All right, thank you.
All right. Don?
Hey, Don.
Hold on a second, sir.
All right.
Don?
Yeah, yes, Rob.
Yeah. Right, I'll read that. No, Don, there's a guy that wants to fart on the air.
No, I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah, he doesn't want to talk to you, sir.
Oh, that's too bad. I got a nice juicy one for Mike, then.
Hold on.
Hold on, let me get Mike. Hey, Mike?
Yeah?
Come here, I got a phone call for you.
All right.
Hey, Rob, give the phone to Mike.
Rob? Hello?
Hey,
this is Mike.
Yeah, nice one, boy. I can't hold him much longer. Oh.
I know. Jesus Christ.
Now hang up.
No! That was me! Dad?
Yes.
There you go.
That was brilliant.
There he goes.
I'm confused.
You know, there's so many up-and-coming comedians in the world to call this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like the Mitzi Gaynor of radio. And that's a broad that runs the Comedy Store. Is that her name?
Mitzi Shore.
What's her name?
Mitzi Shore.
That's Paulie Shore's mother, right?
Right.
Right.
Mitzi Gaynor was a fantastic entertainer.
Right. That rhymed, Mike.
Yes.
Charlie, I'm going to break now. I don't care if Marv Albert's ready or not. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show. They don't want to see no pain. Don and Mike.
Right. You got Marv yet? Charles? Anybody? Anyone? You getting him now? Well, Marv Albert is going to be on the show in a second. Hello, Don and Mike Show. We'll take a call first. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don?
Yes.
Don, I want to let you know that I resent the fact that you do not like young and upcoming comedians.
You're what?
Well, your comment on that last caller about up-and-coming comedians.
All right, this is not a place for them to hone and refine their craft.
And it might be a good idea to buy a real nice cell phone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, you know what's happened to your calls lately? It's 4:20, and we just passed 4:20.
Oh, right, that's pot day.
Right.
You know all the guys, all the gang code guys who call and say 4:20?
Oh, yeah. Right, that's what it is.
That's
today's the holiday.
Right, 4:20. Now, Rob, not only is it Hitler's birthday, but it's also the pot day.
Right, this is my favorite day on every front.
Why did I even get out of bed today?
And you're right, it just turned, as we're doing the show live on the East Coast, it's just after 4:20 p.m. on 4:20.
We need a war. That's what I'm going to say. That's my father used to say. I'm going to quote him right now. We need a war.
Why do we need a war?
We need a war.
Why?
Thin out the population.
Come on, get out of here.
We need a war.
Well, to quote Jeremy Coleman, I bet they're using a lot of
pot
papers today. Pot papers. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know what? When you guys get your pad out in there in the Big Apple, make sure you put webcams in every room so we can keep an eye on you.
No, just one room.
Yeah, it'll just be just one large bedroom with
one
a fireplace.
With a sink.
Oh, maybe one in each corner then so we can get it from every angle. Especially butt. I want to see that butt crack.
Oh, jeez. Oh. All right, goodbye, homo.
All right.
Yeah, it's 4:20. And it's Hitler's birthday.
Right.
Hey, Mom, let's get baked and then let's hate. Bake and hate kind of rhyme, right?
Bake and hate.
Bake and hate.
That's Rob Spiewak's new restaurant, his new bakery. The Bake and Hate.
Hi, everybody, I'm Bake.
And I'm Hate.
We're the Bake and Hate Show.
Bake and Hate.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I got Big Don and Mike.
Yes, you're talking with us. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Don. Is this the how you doing guy?
Yeah, how you doing?
No, no, not the how you doing guy. You got him on line one, Charlie? Yeah, all right, hold on. Here we go, everybody. NBA playoffs, in fact, start this weekend.
Big, big time in sports. Lots going on.
And joining us now to briefly talk about the NBA playoffs, we're glad to have him back with us, is our friend Marv Albert. Hi, Marv.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Howdy. How great is it that finally the regular season is over and the games count?
Well, the playoffs are always terrific. The regular season, obviously, if the players want to continue, you know, getting the money that they do get because of television, unfortunately, you know, you got to play 82 games. There's no other way around it. But I think that when we do Sunday games on NBC or the TNT games, we're kind of spoiled because they usually are, you know, playing out of their minds. So we are, you know, I'm seeing a lot of good games. So it's different when you're, you know, watching your local team and it's a long stretch, 82 games, and things aren't going well. You know, it's not quite the same as doing like Lakers Portland, you know, almost every Sunday, or Sacramento, you know, those type of games.
Very difficult for us to relate to that, being from Washington, D.C., you know, it really is.
Although Doug Collins, who used to be your partner, is now the coach of the Wizards.
Right, I've lost another partner here. Doug actually will continue, you know, doing the broadcast during the playoffs, but everybody's been asking me about Doug and about Michael, and I keep saying that, you know, I know Doug feels that Popeye Jones and Tyrone Nesby and Jahidi White are very nice people, but somehow I don't think that's the reason he's going there.
Now, bring me up to speed. When Michael was Doug Collins the coach of the Bulls when Michael first came into the league?
Oh, sure, yes.
Now, they didn't get along then, right?
Well, it was especially, I think it might have been exaggerated in terms of not getting along, but I think at the time, you know, both obviously were younger. I think Doug's approach is a little different, and I think you know, Michael had different ideas at that time and probably would not have hired him, you know, if he felt that, but there was the feeling that you know, Doug may have been forced out because you know, Michael was not that pleased with certain things at the time. But obviously that whatever it was, they patched it up, because I know that they've had a pretty good relationship, and, you know, Michael has great respect for him, and obviously would not have brought him back if that was the, you know, if that were the case.
Do you get a feel working with the guy as your broadcast partner that he's chomping at the bit to get back into the NBA?
You know, with Doug, not necessarily. I don't think he would have gone back for any other job, and there were other job offers in recent years, but I think it had to be something special where it would be very exciting. I mean, there are a lot of you know, unusual situations with the Wizard franchise. If Michael does come back, and if they are, you know, able to clear even more salary cap. But no, I really thought, and he was, you know, he was very happy. He lives out in Arizona, you know, has a great life, watches every basketball game in captivity on DirecTV. No, he was not one of those who I would say was looking to get back. We're doing Utah Dallas tomorrow, and then we do the Lakers Portland on Sunday. So we're at the Jazz practice today, and you know, the coaches there were just kidding, and they couldn't believe that he's getting back into it. You know, that you know, obviously he's a lifer, but it's interesting how all players kind of got one out of their way. I'm not talking about, you know, the star players or guys like Malone and Stockton who are going to be, you know, finish their careers in Utah. But we were kidding Doug last night. You're going to see a change-up of how the players react because they all want to play with Michael Jordan. So you're going to get this charm put on. I was part of that when I was working with Bill Parcells doing the NFL, and it was announced that he would, you know, do the Jets. And it was amazing, guys auditioning, you know.
Right.
When you're talking to them, they you know, obviously are looking down the road to make a move.
You know, we're going to be in Sacramento next Friday. We're doing a live show out there, and we were going to do our live show from Arco Arena, but as it turns out, the Kings might have a playoff game. Are the Kings the best team in the West?
I don't think they're the best team. I think they're one of the better teams, and I think the jury is out as to how they'll, you know, this is a team that never has gotten by the first round of the playoffs, and that's a big move, although they have been very exciting, and they're certainly one of the best teams in the NBA. They have to prove that they can win a playoff series, and there are so many teams in the situation in both the East and the West where you look at them and you say, you know, they could get eliminated in the first round very easily, or they could go to the finals. And I think Sacramento,
would be in that category. They're the most, to me, they're the most exciting team in the NBA. But I think they still have to prove in the high pressure game that they can, you know, advance in the playoffs. I think the Lakers, particularly the way they're playing right now, and I think they've straightened things out and they finished the season winning 8 in a row. I think the Lakers and San Antonio, on at least you look at them the way they finished and on paper, they are clearly the two best teams. But Sacramento is right there. You know, anything could happen with Utah. And in the East, Philly, Milwaukee, I would say, you know, that's pretty clear cut. I mean, the Knicks are a strange team to figure because they've had injuries recently, but you just don't know what you're going to get from them from game to game.
You want to go get that phone a little
bit? That's Doug calling. He's so annoying. He just keeps asking personnel moves. Yeah, I said, will you leave me alone with this stuff already?
I want to put you on the spot with Doug. Have you, you know, you said people auditioning to play with Michael. Is there anything you know that maybe Abe Pollin?
He's not going to tell us.
Has he made any? Have you gotten any indication? And what is your speculation? I'll put it to you.
It's clear cut. I mean, Doug. What Doug said is that Michael is going to tell him. He's been working out feverishly. There's no question about it. And he will tell him sometime in the summer. I'm assuming at a time where you know, they could attract free agents, whether he will play or not.
All right.
I mean, my guess is that he will play.
All right.
I mean, I don't think that, I don't think Doug would have taken the job. I think he feels, he doesn't know for sure, but I think there is a feeling that he's going, obviously it's a very strong consideration, and he wants to see what kind of physical shape he can get into and feel that, you know, he can still do it.
All right, Marv, here's the last question for you. Which is more embarrassing, the fact that Charles Barkley weighs 314 pounds or the fact that the XFL is still on NBC?
That's a trick question. That's very good. Now, Barkley says he wants to play, but, you know, the discipline aspect, I mean, it would be great if he did give it a shot. I mean, it would be very entertaining, but he's going to have to really put on a rush in terms of the weight situation over the summer, because he's fluctuated to the point, I know he had it down, then he went right back up.
Yes,
and it's tough for a guy like that.
Pretty
but
tough.
It'd be great if he did come back.
I heard, I heard that he gained all the weight because he drank vodka all the time.
No, that's what I read. Vodka and cranberry juice.
That'll do it to you.
Or Kenny Smith just keeps, you know, spreading those reports.
All right, Marv, listen, thank you for your time.
Donna, Mike, thanks. Anytime. Thank you.
And it was great talking to you.
Okay, same here. Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Marv Albert, ladies and gentlemen.
And Rob.
Rob is writing feverishly during that entire interview.
Rob keeps trying to get me to ask Marv about the panty thing.
That is
behind him.
No.
He comes on the show now.
He'd never come on again.
No.
And you know what? In fairness to Marv Albert, Rob, he did address that.
Yes, we had a whole show with him where he busted his balls for about a half hour about that.
We were one of the few radio shows in the country. Almost to the point of exclusivity when he came on because of Rudy said, hey, he wants to talk about it. You guys, you know, give him his amount of time, and he did that.
Yeah, come on.
Expected you to do that.
No. He's whatever I read. MJ might play, but 5 years ago, who would have guessed that Marv wore panties?
Well,
yeah, come on. No, I'm not going to.
Very subtle. No. Very subtle approach.
Right. I'm going to say that to Marv Albert. Right. And that would be his last appearance on this freaking show.
Amen.
I mean, he's one of the few guys that comes on.
He knows the NBA.
And we don't goof with him. Did you notice that? We really listen to what he has to say.
You are a much bigger basketball fan, but I'm not a big basketball fan, but this is such a huge sports story in general, and especially for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I got to ask you this. I mean, if he made noise about the Doug Collins took the job, he wouldn't have taken the job.
Without Michael Jordan.
Without Michael Jordan. Do you think Michael Jordan's already said to him?
Yes, because the Wizards, they might as well change the name to Washington Feces.
They are the worst team. So you think it's a 99% sure that
it's 100% sure.
100% sure.
I mean, if you're Doug Collins, they come to you and say, hey, listen, hey, here's the deal.
Right.
We got a team that can't beat a WLBA team. How would you like to be the coach? You're going to say,
right.
I'm making tons of money doing television. And he said, but wait a minute, Michael Jordan's going to come back.
Yeah, I agree.
They go, okay, yeah, suddenly you're a genius.
When you put it that way,
coach of the year.
There you go.
Please welcome your Washington Feces.
Macy's.
And here comes Turdy, the mascot. The crappiest team in the league.
Welcome to the toilet bowl.
And then Mr. Burns comes out, because, you know, that's who Ed Pullen looks like, is Montgomery Burns.
Excellent. I've kept the salaries low. Fantastic. We'll lose all our games.
Mr. Pullen, what can feces fans look forward to from the year 2001-2002? Washington feces.
A surcharge on the hot dog. Excellent.
Smithies. Is it true that an upcoming promotion will include a free ticket to an upcoming game for anyone who craps in their pants?
Absolutely. All they have to do is see me at Portal 9. And I'll give them their free ticket.
And when is peanut night at the MCI Center?
Right after corn on the cob
night.
Fantastic.
All right, well, thank you to Marv Albert, who at least Mike and I respect.
I do, too.
Yeah, right. Sure you do, Rob.
Yes.
Thank you, Marv. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
I want you to know that I appreciate you looking out for Bobby.
Bobby, what are you kidding? I've got a huge help with my uncle.
That one don't need any help. If he had his jail on the medical, this makes me laugh. That's why we're talking about you, you cagey fuck.
Huh?
Who do Don? Do da da do. Don and Mike.
All right. We are coming to you today from Manhattan, from WNEW, the happiest radio station I have ever worked at.
You could.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Mike.
What are we?
Part of a team. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
It's Tony from Sacramento.
Hi, Tony.
My family's coming to New York in a couple of weeks, and I thought maybe you guys had some suggestions on where we could go. And
don't stay at the plaza. You know what? They should change the name of the plaza to Auschwitz.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You know, I got a good restaurant recommendation.
On Hitler's birthday, I shouldn't have said that.
Do you like Italian food?
Yeah.
Joey Paisano's.
And spend all your time at the CBS store.
You know, the NBC store doesn't have a lot of inventory, but if you go to the CBS store, they are just loaded with all sorts of great stuff. You can spend a day in there.
Let me just say, if you're, and I call myself, I'm in a club called KA, and that is Keychain Aficionados.
There you go, right.
If you like keychains,
right,
go to the CBS store.
Mm-hmm. They have the best keychains in the world. They really do. And, you know, people say because, oh, the NBC store has more space.
Right.
That doesn't make a difference. You We've got the better employees.
And furthermore, if you really want to have fun when you come to New York, take the WNEW tour.
Yes. It is wonderful.
Ask for the behind-the-scenes tour of 102.7 WNEW.
If you have ever really wanted to see what a thriving radio station looks like behind the scenes, come up here and get the tour. You see one of our pages, and the pages will show you through all the inner workings. And really, a lot of the time, there's not a line.
Okay. All right, Don and Mike, thanks.
You're welcome. Just like there's not a line of people listening to the station right now.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Don't forget, go on the 1010 Winds Magic Desk Ride. What's the thing you guys saw at the NBC thing?
NBC store had
this. Hold on. Mike and Rob, still, we've been coming to New York for a year now.
Right.
They are such friggin' tourists.
Yes, we are. I am more of a tourist than Rob. I'm not going to sell Rob out on this one. I kind of led Rob around when I found out.
We go to the NBC store today.
Yes, we go to the NBC store because Rob said earlier in the day he had visited the store that I visited the last time we were in New York, which was the CBS store. And Rob said that he was, you know, it's a shocker to me. He said he was mildly disappointed.
In the CBS store?
And no. I explained to him that
in Melco?
Melco was, you know, was a smaller store than the NBC store.
Malmart?
I said to Rob, if you really want to see a real souvenir store, go over to 30 Rock and go into the NBC souvenir store. And I took Rob in, and I will give Rob credit. He didn't buy anything. Of course, you know, the last time I was in there, I bought the store out. But he didn't buy a thing, and we left. But as we were walking out, there was the Conan O'Brien Magic Desk Ride upstairs.
What the hell is that?
Al Roker's Be a Weather Forecaster game, and the Late Night with Jay Leno.
Ruin Your Reputation Ride.
What is the Conan O'Brien
Magic Desk Ride? What you do is you sit at Conan's desk, and there's a protruding
It's a dildo that comes out of the seat, and you ride it. And it's for 21 and older, not for the kids.
What is it? It's
exactly what it is. Andy Richter.
Oh, it's Andy Richter's penis.
It's his penis. That's what it was used as the model. And then all it is really like, you ever go to the supermarket and see the pony ride that goes up and down?
It's
the same motion.
It's penetration.
Penetration. You are on a level, you're actually harnessed inside, just above his desk.
Mike, this is getting me hot.
All right, here we go. Take a listen.
Oh, thank you.
I think that's going to be just lovely.
You've ridden it then.
Yeah. www. Oh, my God.
Is that horrible?
Oh.
Do we have any spray in here? Do you have spray, Buzz?
Buzz
has spray. Buzz, did you bring spray?
Yeah.
Buzz Burbank got spray.
Oh, God damn, that smells.
Ray, quick.
www.egars.com.
Spray.
The hottest cigar site on the planet.
Over here.
Sponsor our friends. Can you really smell it?
Oh, no, but this is preemptive. I can tell by the reaction.
A defensive wall.
Hey, Buzz, hold on. Pass that over for a second.
Which? What, this?
Yeah, pass that over.
Oh, no. No, these are personal.
Come on, pass that over.
No.
Look at his queer Marlo Thomas, that girl, dop kit that he has.
You know, I use these plastic bags because I've had, like, shampoo and stuff leak on my clothes in transit.
Can I please see the bag?
Crap, I'm going to regret this.
Let's see what Buzz's toiletries are.
You know, like most of us, when we go on the road, we carry it, what the men call a dop kit.
A dop kit, yeah.
Which is a little thing.
Anal-ease.
Yeah, I told you I'd regret it.
Okay, he has his...
Why don't we, you know what?
Moose.
To be fair, we ought to break all of ours out.
Yeah,
we ought to show.
I don't have mine with me.
How convenient.
Yeah, isn't that funny? He has his 3-in-1 maximum hold moose.
Yeah, you need that.
He has his...
What's that?
It's cheap imitation cologne. You cheap bastard. I got into a
pinch. This is, if you're too cheap to buy Calvin Klein CK1.
Right, no. It's a cologne.
This costs $4.
I got that at a corner drugstore because I couldn't get to a real store to get real cologne.
Then we have... Oh, I know what this is for.
Is that hand lotion?
Don't leave home without
this
it.
This is the Skin Smoothing Complex Nivea.
Can't blame a man for that, but some of the major hotels...
Does the Park Central
have hand lotion in it, boys?
Yes, it does.
And this is a tube of something called Stay Hard.
Yes. And you know what? It works.
Now, what were you embarrassed about, Buzz? The fact that you have a tube of Neutrogena Healthy Skin?
Well, all right,
you know what? I'll give you this. You look at this. If you looked at the products in here, you wouldn't know if this was a man's or a woman's.
Right.
Hold on, because let me just show you right here. On this fake Calvin Klein perfume that he has, it says, for a man or a woman.
That's true with CK1 as well.
A woman could have Neutrogena Healthy Skin.
Don, I present to you, it is not the content. It is the bag itself.
All right, let me see your bag. You got your bag?
I want to show you what they're supposed to look like.
All right, go ahead.
But I have another bag that has, you know, shaving cream.
Sure you do.
What, there you think I don't shave?
There you go, Buzz.
Which I have, you know, toothpaste.
There you go. No, I know you had your face waxed.
And...
All right, Mike, what do you got? Let me go through Mike's.
It's a brown bag.
Yes, okay. But you can't see through it.
No, you can't. All right, what does Mike have? Oh, look at all Mike's stuff. We've got Ban Roll-On.
That is my brand of deodorant. That's full size that I brought up here.
We've got an electric razor.
That's a beard trimmer.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's the electric razor.
This is my Norelco, the finest electric razor made.
Clearasil?
Yeah, Clearasil.
Clearasil?
I don't use it very often, but I use it in case I get a blister.
His own shampoo.
Right.
His...
Real cologne.
Cologne, yes. A man's cologne.
Yes.
What's the name of it, though, Don?
Pleasures.
Oh, yeah, that's
it. Now, what's in the generic bottle, Mike?
I'd rather not say.
What is it? What is the green soapy liquid in the generic bottle?
I use that.
Oh, it's mouthwash.
Okay. I'd rather not say.
It's mouthwash. Floss.
Clippers.
Right. Toothbrush.
Nail clippers.
Sure you don't mind me touching your toothbrush.
You're probably your son. Stop it.
Oh.
Sure you don't mind.
Oh.
Now he's got to get a new brush.
Wow. A new brush.
Why? I had an itch down there.
You wiped your ass with my toothbrush. You wiped your ass with my toothbrush.
I had an itch back there.
Oh, that's horrible. I didn't mind. On the hand, I could have rinsed it off.
It reminded me of that.
Brushed it up against your rectum.
It reminded me of that joke where the couple loses their camera, and then when they get the film back, and it's their toothbrush shoved in some guy's ass. All right, I'll go through Rob's.
All right. See what we have in Rob's.
Excedrin.
Oh, you're staying. You don't have it because you're staying at the hotel tonight.
Right.
So you weren't joking about that.
No, I really don't have mine.
All right.
Head and Shoulders. You have dandruff?
No, but I've...
You know, give me my... That's the only toothbrush I have. Get it out of the garbage.
What is this, Rob?
That's for my hair.
Crew comb. Extra styling hold.
Mike, I don't see it.
Okay. Hey, look at it. Oh, was that a fart?
No,
that's a fart.
That was.
www.egars.com, hottest cigar site on the planet.
Fantastic.
Hey, look at this. Look at this.
What does Rob have?
I've seen those. Look at this queer thing he combs his hair with.
Yeah, because of the flat top. It's an excellent way to make your hair stand up.
Describe it.
Do you use that for anything else? Yes.
Look at the thing. It slides over his finger.
I would say it's maybe about a 4-inch circle with like little plastic spokes on it. It's like half brush, half comb.
Do you brush your pubic hair with that?
No, Mike, as you know, I'm totally shaved clean down there.
And then...
That's an old barbershop item.
Rob has...
Shaving cream.
And
I'm running my electric razor.
Hey, now listen, Rob gets the prize, though.
What? What's he got?
Because he brings styptic powder with him in case he cuts himself shaving. All right, well, if I was going to have to rate these, I'd say that Mike's is the manliest.
Uh-huh. Hey, thank you.
Rob's is perhaps the most comprehensive.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
And Buzz, yours is just the faggy.
That's just one of several, though.
One of several.
Yes.
Yeah, because Buzz has lots of cosmetics.
Well, no, I have one with the razor and the shaving cream in it, and, you know, one with the toothpaste.
Didn't see it.
Here, I'll find it for you. Hold on.
No. Come on.
The toothbrush you threw away.
I can still salvage it.
Send that out to the fans.
The toothbrush.
Well, I'm not getting it now.
Why? It's only in the bottom of the trash can.
Yeah, what you're doing is you're making garbage soup on top of it.
I must go to the drugstore. Right now.
Right now. All right.
Dwayne Reed? This is the Golden Boy.
Dwayne Reed.
Who's Dwayne Reed?
That's the drugstore in New York.
Right, by the cheap cologne.
Yes, Dwayne Reed.
Never been there.
They're everywhere.
In fact, I never have.
They're everywhere. Let's break. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, but we're not supposed to put butter on the milk duds.
You're not supposed to go to the bathroom without washing your hands either.
Touché.
To the top, please. Swim, my pretty.
Guilty of inciting happiness. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Sometimes. Hey, now listen, on Monday's episode, Angela Harris is coming in, the lady from New Bus.
She is a wonderful lady, and are we going to check progress?
Yes, we have our six guinea pigs.
Wonderful.
Six girls coming in to show us their boobs, to see if their boobs have grown.
Good.
Over the last month that they've been taking the product New Bus.
I am really, really interested to see if there's progress.
And I didn't see these girls because it was one of the days that I was out with my kidney problem.
You know, one thing I should tell you about these girls that were on the show the day we did that is that they are all very attractive. The vast majority of them are very, very attractive women. They have small breasts, but they're hotties. Everybody that participated in this contest, we had, you know, you remember some of the women that came down to audition for this, and they're great-looking women, so that's why I'm really interested to see how this works.
Well, we'll find out on Monday, and Angela Harris will be by, and she'll find out on Monday that the show's not an infomercial, right?
No.
That she's going to be shut down a little bit with the, because she's bought commercials now, do you know that?
Yeah. Right.
You know that? The since she came to us with this prospective idea for a contest, she got so much response that they actually went out and sold her a commercial schedule now.
Very good.
So she'll be in on Monday, along with the six women, the guinea pigs, showing us how large their breasticles have become.
She's a very nice lady.
That's on Monday. And she has big jugs, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think she, yeah, she's got average jugs.
Well, didn't she take the product herself?
Yes, she did, I think.
Okay, gotcha. Next weekend, Friday night, we'll be in Las Vegas-style show in Sacramento at the Amphitheater, Amphitheater. That seats 17,500 people.
Wow. 17,400.
First come, first serve at the door on Saturday. Like always, all of our shows, it's our way of saying thank you for listening. Don't cost nothing to get in.
We'll be there on time.
Yes. Oh, we will. That's right. Because Mike is no longer the travel host.
Yes, that was, I quit that job.
For the Don and Mike show.
I quit my job. It was the longest, the shortest tenure of any new responsibility on the show. I went to Charlie Broyhill and I said, I'm out. I can no longer sustain the pressure of doing travel because my judgment is so often questioned that I am out. I am no longer going to do it. And we have a new itinerary, so we're going to be out there a lot earlier.
Yeah, we'll be there way in time for the show. Friday night in Sacramento and Saturday night in Reno.
Right.
Listen to your local Don and Mike Love Network stations for more. Now, from the mailbag, we got some mail here. Here's a letter we got from a lady in California, in Walton, California. Now listen to this.
Near Walton Mountain.
Dear Don and Mike, Wilton, California.
Wilton, okay.
Dear Don and Mike, I'm a big fan of your show, and I listen every day. Recently I heard you read parts of a script for a movie called Monkeys on Mars.
It wasn't really a script as much as a tour de force.
This sounds like the best idea for a movie I've ever heard.
I agree.
I am enclosing a check for $20 to help make the movie a reality. I'm hoping you can get a grassroots support group going and others will follow suit to see Monkeys on Mars on the big screen. Perhaps Jerry Lewis could MC a telethon. I look forward to seeing you two, Monkeys and Technicolor. And this comes from Rosemary Fajan. And as you can see, she wrote us a check for $20, and in the memo column it says, for Monkeys on Mars movie.
Wow. Man, that's not necessary. Who's the check made out?
It's made out to Don and Mike Radio Show.
Wow, I guess what account is that going to go in?
I wonder.
I don't. Think they'd let you cash that one?
Well, I'll try to run it through them.
You have a backer now.
See what happens.
Yeah. Call her up and tell her that she's officially on board.
Just say you're cashing it to buy props.
Yes. Oops, your line's busy.
Probably excited. Probably calling all her friends saying, I am the new producer of Monkeys on Mars.
Well, thus far, that's the most money we've received for the script. Mm-hmm. So, yes, she's our number one backer on
Very
that.
Exciting.
Okay, here's another letter. And this letter comes from the tri-state area right here outside New York from lovely Hazlitt, New Jersey. Dear Don and Mike, I seriously believe that one of these women is my soulmate. I think it's Pamela Anderson. Or it could be Angie Harmon. Or it could be Gwyneth Paltrow.
Sure.
Or it could be Heather Graham. Or it could be Ashley Judd. Or it could be Carmen Electra.
Good taste.
I have located addresses for some of the women on my list, but not all.
Stalker.
I found a woman named Lisa Ray on the web, but I do not think it is her because she's an Indian model.
You know what her father's name is?
What?
Mr. Ray.
Mr. Ray's hair weave.
Mr. Ray.
Mr. Ray's hair weave.
You two can have long, full hair.
Mr. Ray's hair weave.
Right in town.
The Lisa Ray that I'm looking for is American with blonde hair. They showed her in the Trentonian, which is a South Jersey paper.
How did her mother feel about that?
Who was her mother?
Charlotte.
I'm having a tough time getting her address. What do you guys think? Do you believe I have what it takes to date these supermodels? I feel that money and fame should not be factored into the equation when it comes to relationships. Sure. I'm as good as anyone else. Call me anytime. Sincerely, Joe Maurizio.
Maurizio!
Hazlitt, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's call him.
So he's just
feeling like he's a soulmate.
Sure.
The guy can dream.
You should see this list.
He's got good taste.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on a second. He's got good taste. He's got good
taste, Luke. I am your father.
Yeah. It makes a funny noise when I'm trying to dial.
You have reached 273.
Hold on, I dialed wrong. Rob, just dial that number, would you please? That's the one right there.
Okay, guys. You know, when that was happening, though, that was the best this microphone was sounding all day.
Let me see. He also has sent us another letter inside this letter. Dear sirs, I get this. This is a letter that apparently he has sent to some talent agency.
Okay.
It says, Dear sirs, I would like to write letters to the following models and actresses. However, I do not have their addresses. Could you please provide me with the mailing address for each of these people? I would prefer a regular mailing address. However, email is okay. Any help you can provide will be greatly appreciated. And then he goes through the list of women. Lisa Ray, crowned Miss February of the American Dreams calendar of 2002.
That's the top of his list right there.
Yes, then a girl named Candace Krugar, then a girl named Kylie Bax, then...
These must be supermodels.
Pam Anderson Lee.
Hold on.
We're not... Obviously, you're not there. Would you like to leave a message for him?
Yeah, just tell him... I don't know what to tell them.
Good luck.
Okay, make it up. We found all the models, and about eight of them think that you are their soulmate. So you're going to have to make some choices. Please get back to us.
Be friendlier.
And have a great day.
Yeah, that's right. That's good. Yeah.
Throw along a T-shirt and a keysack.
We found 8 out of 13.
Yeah, 8 for 13. That's a fine batting average, Joe. Thanks for supporting the program. Bye then.
That's great, Rob. So let me see. Pam Lee, Angie Harmon, who is engaged to Jason Seahorn, a football player.
And a hottie. Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow, Heather Graham, Rachel Hunter, Carol Alt. Now here's a wild card. Fran Drescher.
Oh. Well, yeah, but I mean, kind of has... We've discussed that before. I thought you way back when you said you'd do Fran Drescher.
I would only do her if I could duct tape her mouth.
Come on, you two are thanking a time out.
Ashley,
hi, Buzz.
Hi, Fran.
Ashley Judd and then Carmen Electra. Okay, and the other thing that we got in the mail here today that's interesting, I'm sure I'm understanding this incorrectly. But we received a postcard, like a public service postcard.
Nice little pony.
From the Northern Virginia Fine Arts Association.
Hello.
Worn and abused hooked rugs. And it is a reception, and it's called Homage to the Hookers.
All right.
Now, I read this, I showed this to Rob, and I said, Homage to the Hookers. Do you think that this is a get-together for prostitutes?
I'd love to know.
Or is this a get-together for people who make hooked rugs?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Is there a phone number?
There sure is.
Oh, good.
There sure is. Let me see.
There
dial it up, please,
sure
Rob.
Is.
There's the number right there. It says April 22nd through June 3rd.
Oh, good. So it's just around the corner.
Rug hooking demonstrations, gallery hours, 11 to 3, 1 to 4.
We could certainly ask them how many hookers are going to be there.
You got it there, Rob?
Okay.
Right, so we're calling the Northern Virginia Fine Arts Association.
Hope they're still there.
Yeah. Oh, hookers work 24 hours a day.
Well, they usually come out, you know, later.
24/7.
We could ask that question. What's the prime hooking time?
You've reached the Athenaeum at 201 Prince Street in Old Town, Alexandria.
That's it.
Zip is 22314. The next activity is an exhibit of used and abused hooked rugs called Homage to the Hookers.
Right.
It's open.
Homage to the Hookers.
Homage to the Hookers. That day from 2 to 4.
I was saying it very fancily, though. Homage.
Sorry,
go to the reception?
For
the
11 to 3.
Oh, I'm going to leave a message.
Saturdays, 1 to 3.
Sounds old for a pimp.
May 19th, winners closed. And Sundays, 1 to 4.
Homage to the Hookers.
Talk about dance classes.
No.
Hey, the hookers give dance classes?
379.
Okay, don't need the phone number there, old-timer.
Best to call on Mondays. To call about rentals or other business with the organization, call the Jackson at 703.
Enough with the phone number. Where's the beep? Hi, this is the Don and Mike Radio Show.
How are you?
Listen, we love hookers. And we're calling about your homage to the hookers?
We were wondering if you'd like to put some of your hookers on the show.
Because we love prostitutes.
Right. We do.
Don't we have a bumper that says they have prostitutes on their show?
They invite them to join
in. Yeah, they invite them to join in. Mm-hmm.
So if any of these hookers would like to, you know, pay a visit and come down and talk about this wonderful homage to hookers.
We think it's, and yes, and is it homage or the way I pronounced it?
The way you pronounce it is correct.
Homage.
Homage. I believe homage is the way, really, if you're going to be perfect.
The H is silent, much as in my favorite restaurant, O.R. Johnson's.
Oh, you homo.
Go to L. Homage. To the, that it really would be homage to the hookers.
Homage to the hookers.
Homage to the hookers. And today on his birthday, Rob would say, I'll Hitler.
Right. That's absolutely.
Right. Right. Homage to the hookers.
Hookers.
Listen, all kidding aside, we love hookers.
Right.
We do.
And we don't care if they're worn and abused, as your press release says.
We think it's a good thing to pay tribute to worn and abused hookers.
We do. So if you want to get any of these hoes on our show, that's fine with us. They can come in with their rug burns. We don't care how many guys they've been with.
Absolutely. Old, young, fat, skinny. It doesn't matter to us. We just believe in the lifestyle.
And we don't, you know, we're not worried about STDs. We don't want to have sex with these women. We just want to interview them on our show. And we think it is great that the Northern Virginia Fine Arts Association has, can I say this? The balls to put on a homage to the hookers.
Bully to you from the Don and Mike show. Yeah,
bully.
A round of applause.
Bully. And also, if you could take another compliment, great message.
Fantastic. Oh. Hey, perfect. That worked out well.
I think we just filled up the guy's machine.
Yeah, he'll have something to look forward to on Monday.
All right, so that's all I got from the mailbag that we got today. We got the monkeys on Mars check.
Yes.
We got the guy in New Jersey who wants to meet the supermodels.
We do.
And we got the letter, the homage to the hookers.
Absolutely.
So that's it. Three letters. That's what we got today. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
You know, they're quite willing to kill off nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then, you know, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the jobs disappeared. Hello?
Yep. I'm sorry. Don't want to rephrase that.
Adored by all their money fans, Don and Mike.
Money. Hi, money fans. I love sweets. I play soccer. Rob, it's your turn.
I don't know. Have you seen my outline?
Show's too inside right now. We'll move it back outside for you. Oh, a Friday favorite. And listen, yes, someone had called at the beginning of the show today and said, oh, on the Mystery Jeopardy.
Yes, the Mystery Jeopardy game.
On the Mystery Jeopardy, I bet it's going to be Rip Torn.
Mystery Jeopardy game.
Because the Tom Green movie that has Rip Torn in it.
You can come now and pay a favorite cash for you and me.
While that is
a
fine suggestion, we know that the Tom Green movie will tank.
Yes.
And furthermore, there is someone else on the scene who's hotter than Rip Torn. Ladies and gentlemen, and it's not Tom Green. Please say hello to Ann Robinson.
Goodbye. You are the weakest link.
Hello, Ann.
Hello.
Can I tell you something?
You share. Fire away. It's good to be here.
Your crotch smells.
Of course it does. I have a series of maladies that I could share with you. Lots of my crotches smell. Even the two crotches. I have two.
You have two crotches.
I'm a hermaphrodite with my genitals on the outside and on the inside.
Ann Robinson.
The male part is on the outside. The inside part has the female part.
Ann Robinson, of course, is the host of the show The Weakest Link.
Right. You are the weakest link. And my microphone is droopy.
It is.
You are the weakest link.
Goodbye.
Who manages your equipment around here?
Well, you're looking at him right here. His name is Rob Spiewak.
He's a dullard. Absolutely. I have an insult for you.
What is it?
You seem to feebly pride yourself on a vast store of useless knowledge. You should know that all of your trivia is mindless and embarrassing, and you should occupy your time with more worthy pursuits like shrinking your own head.
Oh, that was an insult for Rob.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Now, this, all of this being mean and bitchy stuff, this is phony, right?
This is totally phony. I don't mind telling you, I'm actually a very charming lady, but I actually have a series of maladies that no one knows about. I'm very, very ill. Very, very ill.
What's wrong with you?
I have... Would you like my list?
There's a list?
The reason I'm in a bad mood is that basically I have very, very serious health issues.
Cystitis? Oh, you got the VBFs.
I have halitosis, trouble with lactation, an ingrown heel, water on the knee, and a Charlie horse today.
And didn't I just hear, and am I not now smelling a VBF?
It's BO. I have horrible body odor.
No. That was, I'm gonna say it, that was a vaginal blood fart.
It was. Yes, it was. I apologize, but you will hear many things emanating from my body. That is why I'm in a very bad mood.
That was a goodbye. Do you have an insult for me?
Of course I do. Don,
look at me, insult me.
I would like to insult you right now.
Insult me.
Flatulence in the XFL, worthy pursuits, young man. That should get you far in life, as they go the everyman. You will go to your grave without finding the meaning of life. Congratulations on dedicating your life to preventing your food from touching. Goodbye. You are the weakest link.
What about Buzz? Can you insult Buzz?
Such decisiveness is usually found when squirrels try to cross the road. Make a decision, Buzz. The clock is ticking, and soon at the home you can decide whether or not to have fruit in your Jello.
Okay.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Hold on. Oh, Buzz's mic was not turned on there.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello, Ann.
Yes. Make a fist, boy.
I'll try.
What about fist and you will no longer be the weakest link?
Now, I know Mike O'Mara is not here right now, but would you insult him?
Of course. I talked about health problems earlier. A liver that will soon explode, matching his exploding brain and his lack of knowledge. And the golden boy will no longer be golden because it will only be golden when he lies in his own urine.
Oh.
Dehydrated due to lack of alcohol poisoning yesterday. Mike will die. He will die penniless and an alcoholic. Goodbye.
What about our producer, Charles Broyhill?
Ah, you are an impolite, monosyllabic Neanderthal with atrocious table manners and a foul smell emanating from your nether regions, Charlie Broyhill. Clicks and grunts and bad table manners as your knuckles drag along the ground as you go to dinner and eat with your hands instead of the utensils provided by you. All of your lovely friends. You are a Neanderthal boy, sir. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Now, what about Regis? Come on, you keep getting compared to Regis.
I don't fear Regis. I have issues to deal with. My tooth decay and my pyorrhea. Serious problems. You don't realize. You don't see super close-ups of me with my mouth open. I have a bleeding gum problem constantly, and I have chronic flatulence, and I'm also suffering from a variety of STDs.
You have STDs?
I do. I have chlamydia, serious chlamydia. I have open sores all over my body underneath my leather long coat that covers me from head to toe because I'm such a hideous physical specimen. I, in truth, am the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye. You have scabies?
I have a mild hangover, post-nasal dripper pulled hamstring, forgetfulness, diabetes, hypoglycemia, and an infected great toe. I am my own weakest link. My body is falling apart. I have hair on my palms, hair on the back of my neck. I have hair under my arms, of course, because I'm European, that goes all the way halfway down to my flank, which is covered with horrible sores due to my impetigo.
Your flank. Oh, do you have shingles?
I have inverted genitalia, protruding lesions, stalky, shrunken liver, webbed toes. Those brittle nails, alopecia, gangrene, several varieties of pox, cataracts, optical styes, yeast infections in my vagina, eye, and toes, nostrils, and she will shut. Useless adrenal glands, a non-functioning pituitary, a blind left eye, and I'm 30% deaf. Life is not good for me. I am, in truth, the weakest link. Goodbye.
Well, then, if you have all of these maladies...
That's just the top of it. I'm just skimming the surface.
How can you possibly come on television and yell at these people and tell them they're stupid and insult them? And look at this. You are a walking scab.
I am walking scab, and you can't see that because I'm covered up with foundation makeup when I do the show. You can see now, because I'm on the radio, I have not put on my makeup, and you can see just how horrible this face is.
Disfigured.
I am a leper. Did I mention that to you also?
No, you're a leper.
I have severe leprosy. Look at my fingers. They're practically falling off, because I am the weakest link. Goodbye. It's very, very... And, of course, a bit of cancer.
Oh.
Just a little bit. Enough to make me cranky.
Just a sprinkling of cancer on top.
Yes, not to mention my missing nipple. Too much phlegm, too little saliva.
Maybe the nipple fell off. Did you ever think maybe you had, like, leprosy in your nipple?
It would be impossible for me to tell due to the pain of my club foot. I have a great deal of health problems and health issues. You cannot tell because you notice how I stand still and straight and I don't move, because if I was to move about, I would drag my club foot across the stage and it would be the weakest link falling flat on her arse.
Yes, now, how much editing do you have to do on the show, the weakest link?
I don't pay attention to the editing and I don't pay attention to the direction or any of the TV production issues. I simply go home to nurse my swollen pancreas.
I do know that on the Reezer show, the Millionaire show, it takes them about, because he's such an old fool, it takes them about 5 hours to make a one-hour show.
I cannot occupy my time with all of your American, all of you Yank people that are making television shows. If I did that, I would not be able to focus on the missing link. I would have to go home every evening and watch television when, in fact, I have to pay attention to my odd combination of diarrhea and constipation. I am not a healthy woman. I am blind in my right eye. Which eye is blind? Can you tell which one is blind?
Yes, your right eye.
That's right. It's made of glass.
How can you have diarrhea and constipation at the same time?
That's what I'm wondering. I speak to my physicians daily, and they said perhaps it's caused by the ALS.
You have Lou Gehrig's disease.
I do indeed. Yes. Oh, yes. All right, Mr. Sensitivity. Of course I do. I am dying as we sit here. They've given me only months to live, yet you Yank reporters
don't
pick on me. I have the AIDS. Yes, sir. I have been HIV positive since 1964.
So you have...
I'm 56, you know. I'm the big missing link.
I wish you wouldn't have given your age.
Why? Is that in your quiz?
Yes, it's going to be in my quiz.
Is that your quiz? Try hard. You will never match the stature of the weakest link. Come on.
You almost said the missing link.
I almost said it again.
And he's right there in the next room.
There he is, your knuckle-dragging orangutan producer. Yes, sir, with his lovely hairdo, fantastic gums, and his flatulence. Chronic it is. He loves the smell of his own issue. We understand that, and he is your weakest link. Come on, Charlie.
So you have leprosy, you have...
No feeling in my left arm.
Chlamydia.
Tons of polyps.
You have syphilis.
I have clogged ears. Syphilis, gonorrhea. I have been HIV positive since the early 1960s. And I am feeling actually swollen in my glands right now.
Didn't they invent the AIDS like around 1980-something?
Rest assured, I had it before they even knew what it was.
Not invent. I mean, right. Certainly you wouldn't want that on your resume that you invented the AIDS.
When I was first dealing with my irregular heartbeat, it was back in the 1970s, I said to myself, these nosebleeds must stop. Constant nosebleeds, very difficult for me to deal with, and hair protruding out of my one good nipple.
You got the polio?
I've got polio. That's why I wear leg braces. At least one leg brace on the one that's real. My right leg is artificial.
Oh, it's a prosthetic.
My left leg is real, but it is a club foot, and I had polio, so I walk with a bit of a limp. People don't realize that's why I'm such a turbo bitch on the show, because I am falling apart. There is not an unhealthier woman on the face of God's earth, I swear to you. I have horrible, horrible problems. I, in truth, am the missing weakest link.
You keep saying
weakest link.
The missing link.
And, of course, I'm suffering from ptomaine and a mild depression, along with salmonella poisoning, which I got earlier today by eating some bad shrimp. Goodbye.
What about botulism?
Botulism also, too. I opened up a can the other day. The can was dented, and so I had botulism in my oysters. I ate my oysters, cut my lip on the can, and now I'm suffering a mild infection. And of course, combining with my eye yeast infection that has gone into my toes and vagina, I feel as though I will not be able to last another bloody week in your country.
Do you have hepatitis?
I have hepatitis, and of course, I am the only human known to have foot and mouth disease that I caught while milking a cow at my farm in Yorkshire. I am indeed the weakest link. Goodbye. I will die soon, and all of you Yankee reporters that are picking on me will feel very, very bad.
Let me ask you.
Picked on a woman of this ill health.
What would you like to say to the many people in America who... let me also be fair and say your show's getting fantastic ratings.
I would like to say to all of your listeners, how can I cure my angina? I am in need of a liver, pancreas, and heart transplant, and I need one now. So if you're an organ donor, please send along your information, and I will get in touch with you. I need the liver first, heart second, pancreas third. So please, quickly. And of course, I am dealing with 1/10 of one kidney. Much worse than your situation.
Yes.
I don't mind telling you. Absolutely. And I have discharge coming out of both my ears, my nose, and the corner of my good eye.
How's your stomach?
My stomach is a mess. What's left of it? I have 1/3 of my stomach left. They've cut most of it out due to bleeding ulcers. Bleeding ulcers and, of course, a bout with colitis back in the 1986 year. Absolutely. My kidney stones are the size of dice. It was very frustrating. When I passed them, there was blood like you've never seen before. But, of course, it was masked by all the bloody discharge that I had due to my other maladies. I have a colostomy bag, and I am also right now breathing with the aid of a ventilator that I keep in my limousine.
You know, and to see you on this show, The Weakest Link, I would never know that you're this ill.
Well, my non-functioning pituitary has allowed me to be cloudy enough that I'm able to present myself like a fine television host. Not the simple feeb that I really am. I am the host of The Weakest Link, and there he is with his hairy knuckles pressing away at the phone, your producer appearing busy with all of his accoutrements, his technical supplies, The Weakest Link, Charlie Broyhill. Can we hurry? I'm late for dialysis. I am sorry. It's going to be necessary right now. Well, there it goes. I came in here and you wanted to host the show, your little Jeopardy game, but unfortunately, my incontinence has caused a large puddle to fall.
Look at that.
I told you right now, Anne Robinson is not a healthy woman. I have wet myself. I have soiled my leather pants. What a sticky wicket this is. Who's going to clean this up? One of my aides.
No, Rob, speak my word. Well, now, when you said one of your aides.
I'm not talking about the other disease. I wish not to talk about that. It was diagnosed early, and it depresses me. My mild depression. I have not even mentioned the hours and hours and hours of psychotherapy that I'm going through, because I, in truth, believe deeply within my soul and my being that I am the only weakest link. I am so weak that I cannot actually squeeze a tennis ball and even make it dip.
Are you like Dudley Moore? Do you think you might have head cancer?
I think there might be all sorts of cancer throughout my body. I said, forget the CAT scans. I'm so completely riddled with the stuff, there's no need to take any more pictures. I feel incredibly bad. I do.
Do you think you might have...
I am the only female with a hernia.
Do you think you might have cussy pantser?
I think I might have everything. Everything.
Cussy pantser.
How clever. You're reversing the letters. I know exactly what you're saying.
Right, because I can't say.
Down there, of where we do not speak,
yeah.
You can come down and take a spell and you find out how healthy I am.
Think you have...
I'm a mess.
You think you have vaginal cancer?
I think that there's all sorts of things wrong with me, and you can laugh away with your insensitivity, but I am sitting here falling apart. Up, there goes another one of my nails. Look at that. It slid completely off.
I see.
Due to my lovely paper-thin skin. You know what I do? Watch this. I will simply tap my forearm. There's another bruise.
Wow.
A contusion and a hemorrhage.
I bet
that will probably go to my heart and I will have another one of my fainting spells.
I bet you have Tudor coomers.
I tell you, tumors all over my body. Would you like to look at my back?
No.
It looks like the Rockies. It looks like the uppermost western portion of the Rockies.
Okay, final question. You've mentioned all of these maladies, but how are your teeth?
My teeth? They're not real. These are dentures. All of them fell out years ago. Years and years ago, they fell out and fell to the floor. It was very, very frustrating. What are you looking at? What are you looking at over my shoulder? Who was out there?
There was some chick walked by. I'm sorry.
Oh, a hot chick, I suppose.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Not one with fingernails falling out, with bad pussy odor like you were talking about before, and of course my nasty tumors. I had curvature of the teeth when I was a small girl. They were not able to correct it, and at the age of 14, all of them were pulled, ground down into a fine powder, and it was thrown into my porridge because we were poor, and I needed extra nourishment.
You were
I subsisted for the first 12 years after that on porridge and ground teeth.
So your family...
Due to the cultures and yeast that were formed in the teeth, I was able to enjoy it as much as I would a nice fine loaf of bread or Yorkshire pudding.
So you ate your own teeth.
My earlobes are blue and lifeless. I have no feeling my ears are blue. Do you notice that my lips are blue?
Yes.
That's because my heart, what's left of it, the portion that's functioning, most of it is simply a dud, a dead, worthless muscle. I'm getting no blood flow, and that's why my lips are turning blue, but it doesn't matter because I have no feeling in them anyway due to the venereal diseases.
There's been no press about all these health problems.
I've kept it a secret until here because I wanted to come on your show. I've heard the vulgarity. I've heard the open honesty. I've heard the attacking of celebrities, and by God, it makes my good nipple hard to hear you do that. And I will tell you right now, I'm delighted to share with you all of the real truth about my situation, including the styes that are covering my good eye. Very frustrating. Under my hairpiece, you can see my exposed, pulsating brain. It's a mess. Zippy, watch this. I will remove my red hair.
Oh, I don't want to die!
Put it back on.
Absolutely.
Put it back on.
Welcome to the movie Hannibal.
Put it back on.
There you go. Just call me Ray Liotta. Absolutely. But don't touch it like they did in that movie. If you ate my brain, you'd catch a disease.
And listen, let me get you some Tussin.
Lovely to be here. Yes, Tussin will fix it. It'll fix it. Maybe it'll grow back my leg.
I'll pour some Tussin on you.
Fantastic.
And we'll take the first caller right now. I think we have a champion already, so we need a challenger for Low Budget Jeopardy at 877-365-3636.
Did I mention I can only see in black and white?
We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Just an alcohol swab and a quick handwrite inspection, and it begins. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we're going to be in California.
I'll never see that tape.
Friday night.
I think that's where you tape the show The Weakest Link, is it?
But where am I now?
You're in New York City.
Absolutely. I will die this weekend.
When I eat blood pudding, it's my own blood.
Friday night, we're going to be in Sacramento, California. The Las Vegas-style show at the Sacramento Valley Amphitheater.
There's blood in my stomach now.
You know what? I just read that the wrong way because it's still written like that. Amphitheater.
Amba.
It is amphitheater. For God's sake, pronounce it correctly.
You are the weakest link.
Goodbye.
Amphitheater.
Amba.
Next Friday night, if you don't want to do the crap the cage, TK wants you to go to Carl's Jr. to try to get VIP tickets.
I'm subsisting simply on my own fluids.
Just to show up.
My stomach is eating itself.
At the amphitheater Friday night, the first 17,500 people get in. And Saturday night, we're going to be in Reno at the Silver Legacy Resort Casino.
I'm so happy for you, I will be underground.
Price will be doing our live Las Vegas style show, and it's the full show.
I don't do a live show.
You're going to get the full Monty.
I can't move on stage.
You get everything that we promised at the Las Vegas style show, and it don't cost nothing to get in. It's always of saying thank you for listening to the show. See you next weekend in Sacramento.
My spleen is full of maggots.
and in Reno. And I got to tell you something.
Yes, go ahead.
Your VBF. There's another one.
The spray again.
The vaginal blood farts that you've been cutting.
Damned holes.
The VBFs that you've had have been among the worst I've ever smelled coming out of any hole in a person.
That may be the diabetes. I'm constantly battling. Don't you understand? I subsist solely on my own bodily fluids. I cannot keep anything down. If you put food in front of me, I will push it away. It's not good for me.
So what did you have for breakfast today?
My own blood. Up it came, down it went. And let's play Low Budget Jeopardy. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Let's bring in the dollars. Here they come. First of all, this individual is a food salesperson. Mark Duclos from Spokane, Washington.
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hey, dude.
Hi.
Bring the studio's our second challenger. He's a graphic designer. Patrick Ramos from Sacramento, the weakest link. Good luck.
Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Lord Quizmaster.
Now, actually, Patrick, you're the guy who won last time, right? Because we got mad at the guy. Is that the case? We got mad at the guy who
Are
actually...
you the guy? Are you the guy, Patrick?
I'm not the dick. No.
Right.
All right.
You're the guy. He actually lost the game, but he ended up winning because the other guy was a jerk-off.
Well, now I bring the studio to the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Now, Patrick and Mark, don't screw with OQ.
Don't screw with OQ.
Well, you will be the weakest link. Goodbye.
And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Ann Robinson. And hello, Mark. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, OQ.
Hello, OQ.
Hi there. Listen, guys, don't forget to answer in the form of a question to my mom wearing a clip-on tie. Suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex, and let's go play the game that it's LQ or Quizmaster, and always call her the weakest link.
I can't feel my tongue.
Did I ask you, you had polio, right?
I had polio. I had all the childhood diseases, malaria included.
What about the
polio,
like...
malaria, chicken pox, smallpox, scarlet fever, also Ebola virus.
Wow.
I caught that on a safari to Africa. And, of course, that's after I lost my legs, so they were wheeling me around when I was bitten by an infected chimpanzee.
You ever have jungle fever?
I had jungle fever. I have it right now.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Yes, I do.
You ever have Agent Orange?
Agent Orange was sprayed on me, actually. I used it as a deodorant one time, and it burned out the skin underneath of my arms. It was replaced by grass from the bottom of my feet.
on my good leg.
So now, so you had athlete's foot underneath your armpit?
Athlete's foot and also chronic acne. I was just a bowl of pus when I was a young girl.
Guys, here are your categories.
None of the boys would date me because I had the genitals of both a man and a woman.
Oh, and you had herpes?
Herpes? Yes, I told you all the social diseases. Gonorrhea, herpes, chlamydia.
Do you take how many pills a day now?
I don't take pills anymore. I'm simply letting my body eat itself. My body is dining on me. Anne's body is eating Anne as we speak.
Here are your categories, guys. They are.
Yum, yum.
Tom Green movies.
Oh, he's filthy.
Celebrity bra sizes.
Well, I only have one nipple, so it doesn't matter to me.
NBA playoffs, in or out?
Oh, the playoffs, in or out, fantastic.
New on home video and DVD.
I'm allergic to everything, and I have mad cow disease.
States and capitals.
Ah, states and capitals. See if that unbelievable challenge will be tackled by these wonderful strapping men.
So give them to you one more time, guys. They are Tom Green movies.
Tom Green.
Celebrity bra sizes.
Green, that is the color of my feet.
NBA playoffs, in or out?
It's not fungus, it's rot.
New on home video DVD.
Put a GAN in front of that green and you've got what I have in my good leg, gang green.
And states and capitals. Mark, you are the challenger. We will start with ye.
Okay, LQ, I'll take states and capitals for one.
Beautiful. It is the capital of Alabama.
Montgomery.
That was not in the form of a question. Right.
Mark, do you have a college education?
Yes, I do.
Well, you should go back. Goodbye. All right, Patrick, you are in control.
What is Montgomery?
Right, Montgomery, Alabama, correct.
$1, Patrick, the simple equations pose no problem for you. Now it's time for you to step out on your own. Go again. Please.
Okay, states and capitals for two.
Michigan.
What is Lansing?
Yes, yes.
Oh, what was that sound?
Oh, yes, it was pus coming out of me.
Patrick, you're still in control.
Let's take states and capitals for three.
Vermont.
What is Montpelier?
Yes, yeah, close enough for government work. You right. are a very smart man, and I don't say that very often. You have run the category. You will be knocking Mark out of the block shortly. Now select again and do it quickly.
Let's go for a new one, home video DVD.
All right, beautiful. These movies all out, I think this weekend, they're all out.
Very good, but grab me a tongue depressor before my epilepsy kicks in.
Stars, Clint Eastwood.
What is Space Cowboys?
I believe, is this lad working on a perfect game, man?
He's got a perfect game. It's fantastic. He's up to the challenge because I am the host of The Weakest Link.
With another nail that has just slid off my finger.
Both of them.
I'll the pick it up. The pinky one.
Pick it up off the floor and eat it, though.
Of course. Nourishment for me. I can't keep anything else down.
Select again, Patrick.
New on home video for two.
Stars Will Smith.
Don't know.
Mark, it's your chance to steal.
A Legend of Bagger Vance.
I have a new on home video. Can I plug it?
Sure.
How to Care for an Invalid, starring Anne Robinson.
I try to care for myself as I feed on my own body.
Patrick, you're in control.
New on home video for three.
Directed by Spike Lee.
What is The Lady Man?
Mark, your chance to steal. It's time for you to get on the ball.
What did he give?
The ladies' man.
The ladies' man.
Patrick, may I make a request?
Sure, Ann.
Stop your shameless mumbling and speak up, lad.
Got it.
Very good. Mark, your chance to steal.
I don't know that one either.
How did this guy pass the test?
No, it's bamboozled.
Never heard of it.
What? What was that, Ann?
I burped up one of my polyps.
Patrick.
Yes.
Patrick, you are in control.
It wasn't one of your anal polyps, was it? The word just went all the way up.
It could have come from anywhere.
Wow.
But it's going back down.
Nourishment time. Patrick, select again.
Okay, let's go with NBA playoffs, in or out.
All right. This should be very easy if you're a man. You should know these. Simpler is the team in or out of the playoffs. The Boston Celtics.
What is out?
Right, they're out.
$1 for you, Patrick.
Stop it, Rob.
Why?
Nothing. Rob was commenting on my rabies.
Select again, Patrick.
NBA playoffs for two.
That's heartworm.
Dallas Mavericks.
What is in?
Speaking of worm, do you have all the worm? Do you have ringworm?
Ringworm, heartworm, all the worms, and a tapeworm that's battling me for control of the food in my own body that it's producing.
So that's again, Patrick.
NBA playoffs for three.
Detroit Pistons.
Well, I'll say one thing.
Oh, mark your chance to steal. I also should mention the earthworms are starting to arrive. That's right, the same worms you find under leaves are crawling all over Ann Robinson. Your chance to steal, Mark.
I'll say what is out.
Out, yeah, you know what? Let's into that when he got one right.
$3 for you, you're finally on the board. Quickly, before I get over my feline leukemia.
I'll take celebrity bra sizes.
You have sickle cell? Sickle cell, yes. I'm one of the only white women in the world that has sickle cell anemia. I do indeed, and I'm battling it like a trooper. And I have not mentioned my psoriasis, which actually has turned into a form of leprosy.
Mark, which one did you want?
Celebrity bra sizes for
all me. All right, beautiful. These are all by the Jays, incidentally. Tribute to Buzz on 420.
Excellent.
Bras worn by women whose first names start with the letter J. Julia Roberts.
What is 34A?
No. Patrick, your chance to steal.
I'll say, what is 36B?
No.
No.
So you're fooled by that Aaron Brockovich thing. She's a 34B.
34B, I could never wear that. Due to my shingles.
And he's only got one nipple.
One nipple and shingles covering it. Going to throw.
I'll take celebrity bra size for two.
Jennifer Lopez.
38A.
Patrick!
What is 34B?
No. J-Lo, 36B.
I love her work. I love to watch her videos when I'm at home bravely battling my gout. Mark, you're in control again.
Celebrity bra size for three.
Jenna Elfman.
34A.
That was not the form of a question.
Mark, I'm going to ask you to pay attention or you'll be the weakest link.
Damn dummy, you tell him, A-Ro.
We don't want to say goodbye.
A-Ro.
Ann Robinson, A-Ro.
A-Ro.
Very good. Thank you very much. Patrick. You're in control.
What is 34C?
No. Jenna Elfman, same as Julia Roberts, 34B.
Good luck to her. Mark, you're in control.
Tom Green movies for one.
All right, beautiful. Here you go. Co-starred as a cameo role with his wife.
Okay. I don't know.
Patrick, damn. Your chance to steal.
What is Charlie's Angels?
Right, Patrick, right.
$1, you're back on the board and you have a commanding lead. Patrick, quickly, before my urine turns lavender.
Tom Green for two.
His new release, there's no British accents in this movie.
What is Pretty Got Fingered?
Right.
$2 for you. Congratulations, you're rolling right along, Patrick, but you don't have a perfect game, so that means you will always, to me, be the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye. How about Tom Green for three?
His first starring role.
Don't know.
Ah, Mark, your chance to steal.
I don't know either.
No, little thing called Road Trip.
Three words that seem very familiar to you now. Don't say, Mark, I don't know. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Okay. Actually, Mark, we'll get to play in the second round against Patrick.
But
right?
I am delighted for him. It will be dull one against dull two.
Okay.
Two dull swords slapping at one another. And I could use a sword right now to hack off one of these fingers. It's totally useless.
No more nose picking for me.
Last time I tried that, it went right into my brain. Due to the weak tissue formation.
How's your sperm count?
Sperm count is extremely low. My sperm count is very low. I will never be able to father children with my hermaphrodite sexual organs.
We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Saturday night in America's heartland, the Colemans are enjoying a sizzling plate of monkey fajitas. Thursday's a great night for monkey kebabs. And hey, Mom, after school, the kids really love fried monkey fingers. Grab it by the tail, throw it in the skillet. Tasty, nutritious, in just 20 minutes from cage to plate. Mmm, monkey, it's what's for dinner.
Just mopping up with a t-shirt. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
I do that every moment. I mop it up with a t-shirt.
Right. We're here with Ann Robinson.
I can't see you.
She's falling apart.
I have conjunctivitis in my good eye.
She has chlamydia, a staph infection, strep throat, Parkinson's, hypoglycemia, and irritable bowel syndrome. Hello, Mark and Patrick.
Hello, LQ.
Dudes, here you go with the final Loba to Jeopardy. And as I mentioned, if you were listening to the early part of the show today, what'd you find?
I picked off one of my genital warts.
Oh, no, you better eat it.
There you are, nourishment.
If you were listening to the beginning of this entire bit, you'll know the answer. Hope you were. The category is Old Stinky Broads.
Old Stinky Broads. Come on.
And here's the answer. The current age of Old Stinky Broad, Ann Robinson.
Oh.
Oh, are you going to eat that genital wart?
Let's try. Here we go.
Wow.
This
is really crusty.
That's why it was so tough to get off.
Now it's food. Current age of Old Stinky Broad, Ann Robinson. Don't forget, guys, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on No Budget Jeopardy will receive an Ann Robinson stool sample. I don't respect you, Yank. And when they asked me for a prize, I thought this would be the most appropriate.
Can you have a stool?
I can indeed. And each day I squeeze out some of my weakest links, put them in a foil pouch, and send them right out to you, my money fans. Now back to Final No Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo, who is not the weakest link.
Thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
I want to talk to Mark first.
Mark,
right?
Is the low, weakest link of the totem pole. Almost time for him to say goodbye.
All right, Mark, it is the current age of Old Stinky Broad, Ann Robinson.
What is 48?
48, no.
You are indeed the weakest link, and you have no ability to pay attention. Stand by, though. We're going to give you prizes, even though you don't deserve any.
Even Mike, by mistake, gave the answer during the opening bit here.
He always does that due to his chronic drinking.
Patrick, you're the winner if you got the right answer.
What is 56?
56.
And that means you, Patrick Ramos, you are the low budget Jeopardy champion.
Great. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, LQ.
Where is your enthusiasm? My goodness, I was...
I'm at work. Sorry.
I'm at work, too. You don't see me crying and complaining, even though my scabs are falling off?
Just falling apart.
Very good. Congratulations, Patrick.
Great, thank you so much.
How much dough does she win?
He doubles his score to $26
and throws
a bonus of $25 for a total of $41 for you, Patrick Ramos, from Sacramento.
Hey, Ann, I just saw you scratching your scalp.
Yes, my scalp. Well, it's the wig. It's become very uncomfortable. Directly over my exposed brain. Kick it and it will get infected, but I know that after my many scalp infections. And now, here are your prizes. Are you ready, Mark?
Mark, listen, don't go away mad. Just go away. Here's Ann Robinson to tell you what you want. Ann,
you have won an Atkins starter kit. Atkins, the protein low-carb ready-to-drink shake. I get protein every day feeding on my own stomach. And breakfast bars. You won't be a slave to hunger. Congratulations. But wait.
There's more.
You have won a Flick Fest prize pack. Call your local Cox Cable System to order Nurse Betty. Now playing on pay-per-view. Congratulations. And I have a correction. I am the weakest link. His total to Patrick Ramos is actually $51.
$51.
I'm sorry, it must be the cloudy discharge that's coming out of every pore.
It's
cloudy, absolutely.
All right, Patrick, talk to you later.
Great,
Mark,
thank you.
Talk to you never. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, guys. Well, Ann, what can I say? You know, you are the hottest thing today. Enjoy it. Enjoy your 15 minutes of fame.
I am always hot because my temperature is always elevated due to my constant infection. And could I borrow a toenail?
Oh, you're never, never forget. Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Cordon Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Now take a look at my tagging off.
What's the buzz?
And it's not the us, is it? It's the R's.
Yeah, they usually say R's.
The tagging R's.
The Brits' way of saying it, the R's.
It's time for the news and the comments now.
Yes, it is.
You know, she could have gone through some of the Dob kits, and I'm sure found. I saw that you had a toenail clipper in yours.
Yeah, she could have used that to maybe amputate that pinky she was having trouble with.
Or if you had a toenail in there, she could have eaten it.
Yeah, and she'd have sustained herself for another day or two.
It's time for news and comments with the boss.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzzy.
He made it up.
Hey, you know what's funny? I just realized.
What?
Time machine. We did this at the beginning of the show yesterday.
Yes, we did.
We did a backwards show yesterday.
We did.
Buzz, what's the lead story tonight?
Tonight, now that weakest link is king, how it all ends on Survivor.
Oh, here's how it ends right here.
Ah, listen up.
Wow.
There goes that lead story.
Wowzy woo-woo.
There you go.
My goodness.
I
got one thing to say to that. Here we go.
Take a smell of that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
You got it in the eyes.
Your Lysol sprayed me. It's like your Lysol just ejaculated all over my face. Jesus. In essence, you just gave me a... Can I... A shumcock. It's what happened. Mike went to spray the Lysol, and the thing just exploded all over my face.
I tell you, if you are in the middle of relations, and it comes out looking like that, be a physician.
Buzz, right. Yes, Survivor, yeah. Stay tuned
for news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. There's like a money shot.
It was the money shot.
Money fans.
Money shot.
That was very
professional.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
Like a four-hour comedy catheter, the Don and Mike Show.
So what? Monday on the show. Angela Harris, the bosom lady, will be in, and she will have the six women with her who have been taking her all-natural herbal growth enhancement for the bosom thing that she makes. The medicine, yes, new bus.
They've been living with her, though.
And we will check out the girls and their boobs on Monday's episode. Time now for Buzz.
Man, that is cool.
News brought to you by Egars.com. Mm-hmm. Visit Egars for great deals on Hoyo de Monterey, Excalibur, and Punch 5-packs. Five premium cigars as little as $15.95. Order online or call 877-81-EGARS.
But if you really need a cigar, just call you.
Yeah, because I got tons of them.
Hey, man.
I got tons of them, and I found a great store today in Manhattan.
Really?
I wish I could tell you about it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you find something good, and you don't want anyone to know about it.
I know. You want to keep it a secret.
Yeah, big secret. Here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, Weakest Link is king, for better or worse. The passion for Survivor just isn't there anymore. So there shouldn't be a lot of objection to our revealing the name of the winner of Survivor.
Well, the heck could you know that?
Well, you're about to find out.
I mean, really, do you really know, or is this just some website crap?
Well, it's a little of both. I think it's now a reliable source. The website crap has turned into reliable source.
So you are getting this from a website?
Yes.
What's the website you're getting this from?
IATA is the site that carries this guy's information. They're actually
IATA.
That's the one.
IATA.
So you are... Really, for people that are really into Survivor, you're about to drop a major bomb.
I will give a warning when I'm about ready to give
a piece of
information.
Oh, come on. It's not like you're giving a sports score. Go ahead.
Well, no, I know. Well, let me set this up first. For the past 10 weeks, a former employee of the show, a former employee of Survivor, has correctly predicted who would be the next voted out of the Outback. He's been right 10 weeks in a row. That's
right.
How he's become reliable. Now, this source says he's angry at CBS for hiring non-union writers in Australia, and this is how he's getting back. At them.
Oh, is he an after a prick?
Well, no, he's with the Writers Guild.
Oh, same thing.
Okay.
You know, I get the whole union thing these days is driving me nuts.
You're a dues-paying member of the union. Just don't forget that.
Yes, I am, sure.
You're an honorable dues-paying member, but we both are.
I have no choice. I couldn't come up here to WNEW to run the board if I wasn't a member of AFTRA.
Right. So here's the warning. Turn down your volume control for 10 seconds if you don't want to know.
Tell us.
The next to go, according to this guy, is Colby.
Yeah, hey, that'd be good news.
All right. Followed by Elizabeth. And then Keith, which makes Tina the winner of the $1 million.
Your lady that you won.
The guy, the woman you were rooting for earlier in the show. The woman you predicted, as a matter of fact.
Well, someone just handed me a note that said, as a CBS Infinity station, be careful with the story.
Okay.
Okay, so... be careful with it.
Well, now you got the warning after all the information.
And the warning got here just in time.
What the hell? Okay. All right. So it's Tina.
Then that's what we hear. The next person, you know, and it could be wrong, but that's what we're hearing.
Great jugs. Great jugs for an older lady. She really has great jugs.
You got the steaming undies for her.
Yeah, I do. Yes.
The next person Ann Robinson may beat up on is Regis Philbin. NBC's being told that if it wants the Weakest Link to stay stronger longer,
she won't be beating up on anybody.
Well, this is figuratively. She isn't of good enough health to physically beat up on anybody. Hey,
why would CBS care if we talked about who's going to win on Survivor?
Because if it's a battle to, because if people know, they're not going to watch. They're worried about that.
Yeah, but CBS TV doesn't do anything for us.
What's that?
Well, why did Charlie say that to you?
I don't know. I was looking at him and asking.
It's that corporate
Charlie, but he's off in the corner talking with Rob Spiewak now.
Here we go.
What is the synergy issue with, is that what it is, this corporate goddamn synergy?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, we're not allowed to say anything bad about Survivor?
It's the whole corporate thing. Yes.
The corporate thing.
Right. So you got that
it's
from
all CBS.
You got that from a higher source?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. Does he wear cufflinks? The higher source?
I don't get to talk to him.
Was it anyone who
it
knows?
It rolls down, though, yes.
Oh, it rolls down from the giant cufflink?
Very That's good. Right.
Okay. All right. Well, too bad. We did it.
We meant no harm.
Too bad. It's too late now.
Too late. It's too late, baby, now.
NBC's being told that if it wants the weakest link to stay stronger longer than Millionaire, it should keep the show to once a week. But NBC is sorely tempted to put Link up against Regis because it's so sure it can win.
They'll never have a prayer against me.
Despite its fake meanness, America's flocked to the new show, giving it gangbusters ratings in its first three outings.
I'll kill her. I will. I swear to God I will. You know, I turned on the Regis show this morning.
Right.
Yeah, do you see the human skeleton?
Yeah. Thinking that I was going to get at some point, someone's going to mention to Regis Philbin that this new show has become very popular.
Right.
And as much as I like Kelly Ripa, and I think she's really good to look at, even pregnant. And,
yes, she
and
is beautiful.
Very funny. As soon as I saw the Tales from the Crypt.
Right. I mean, she has gotten more plastic surgery. I mean, you want to look at the personification of the fear of death.
As soon as I see Joan Rivers sitting in the chair next to Kelly Ripa, it's like, you know what? I could stand to watch the Sports Center highlights again.
I'm ready for Joan Rivers' like head to split open and aliens to come out.
And she's talking about nursing her baby. Can you imagine what kind of foul mixture came out of that breast when Melissa was down there suckling on that teat? Jesus, yeah. Liquid latex would come out of there. That's what would come out. Plastic cement.
I can't believe it. I've had so much plastic surgery.
Anyway.
The U.S.
About that Regis.
Yes.
I mean, you had a story about Regis. Are you done with that one?
No, please.
I'm done. I was just trying to help you out.
Oh, no, I'm through with Regis.
Okay, naturally.
I'm through with him if you're through with him.
I'm done with him.
The U.S. has shown the Chinese our video of the clash involving the spy plane. Now the Chinese have videos, but their main piece of evidence is an animated cartoon that shows how our big lumbering jet veered into their little fighter.
Is it like Speed Racer?
A little like that, yes. We have pictures of the Chinese jet.
Pokemon.
We have pictures of their jet flying so closely you can read the email address the Chinese pilot is holding up to his window.
Scratrubber.com.
That'd be Wang Wei.
Yeah, or Wang Wei, depending.
Wang Wei.
The U.S. says how China handles this post-crisis talks will, and quote, matter a lot in future U.S.-Chinese relations.
I agree.
In the meantime, Americans, especially Chinese Americans, are being warned that if they travel to China, Chinese officials may arrest them on spy charges. In fact, the first American's already been detained.
Don, the Chinese should know this.
What's that?
They're going to act bogus.
Well, then we're going to act bogus, too.
Right.
And the technology that the Chinese are using in this movie,
yes,
same as they're going to use in the upcoming movie Shrek.
That's exactly what it's so lifelike.
That's what it is. Buzz, hold on a second. Same as they use in Chicken Run.
Oh, boo.
That's what they're doing. You like Chicken Run, Charlie?
No, I love Shrek.
Love Shrek, though.
Shrek!
Got a break. Be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Out of my way, jerkass!
A leading cause of friction bump, the Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, Buzz. Let me see what's happening here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? You're on the air.
Hey, dude. Great. This is Don. I'm from Hutchinson, Kansas, out by Wichita.
Thanks for the biography. What can we do for you?
I'm calling because I heard that UPS guy that you guys had a long time ago.
Oh, the UPS guy from New York,
right?
He was the lady, the receptionist, told me that he was here today looking for us while we were out to lunch.
Oh, no.
And he heard that we were doing the show from New York for a couple of days. We actually came in. If he's listening, is his name Eddie?
I think so.
Or is that Eddie from the Bronx?
I think he is from the Bronx because he that's his root is in the Bronx.
Well, Eddie, if you're listening tonight on WNEW, we're going to be back in a couple of weeks.
Come up and see us.
Come up and come in the studio in your UPS suit.
If you can make it like it about that, you know, that when we were eating lunch, come by about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, listen, what about him?
Hey, well, I'm a mailman out here in Kansas.
Yes.
So he's kind of the competition, but he was talking about all the experiences he had with women, and I've had similar experiences as a mailman. People answering the door completely nude with no shame.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing, but it's a little bit weird when you're trying to deliver stuff.
Well, that's all right. You don't have to. I don't think you're his competition.
No, not at all. We love it. We love that UPS is out there because it eases the load off of us.
Right. Sure. All right. Thank you. Enjoy your Saturdays off very soon.
Yeah, I wish.
All right. Goodbye.
Thanks.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, look who's calling at this hour. Now, here's his regular call, Dennis.
Yeah.
Hi, what do you want, Dad?
No, I just want to let you know I'll be... Hello?
No.
What?
What are you going to be doing?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm going to be...
No. You've answered two questions with no.
Oh, yes.
Well, no. Why are you calling, Dennis?
Oh, no, I'm going to be...
You did it again.
Oh.
You said, oh, no. You say no, and you've done it three times now. Dennis, why are you calling?
No, I'm going to...
You said no. You started with no.
I said, I am.
Wait, we have tape. You started with no.
Okay.
Dennis, why are you calling?
I'm going to be in Sacramento.
Great news.
And I'll be out there Wednesday, so hopefully people...
Of course, you're going out there in advance 2 days of our appearance out there.
Yeah, you know how you don't... You don't like a car dealership, bagel shop... I'm going to do that for you.
There you go, Dennis. You go. Okay, Dennis. All right, well, thanks for the update.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Dennis.
Have a good trip on the Amtrak.
Thank you, buddy.
Don?
Yes, Dan.
See you tonight in New York.
I will, Dennis.
Doug?
Yes, Dennis.
Have a good weekend.
Why, thank you. You do the same.
You too.
Dennis, would you like a hooker while you're in Sacramento?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. All right, thank you. Goodbye.
You need a hooker?
Yeah.
See you later.
See ya. Made his weekend. Bye bye. There he is, the Easter Bunny. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I don't get it. Why are you doing the news at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I knew people would start calling with this stuff.
Nothing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, you're on the air. All right, hope you enjoyed it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Good show yesterday.
Thanks.
Yes, they're playing your shows. And like dollar shows?
They're doing what, sir?
They're playing like the best of your shows. They're playing like in the dollar stores. Dollar Tree, they used to be like called some other name, but they're discount stores.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about your show. They're playing it around
Hold
the
on.
Clock.
Hold on. What are you talking about here, Robbie?
Are you saying that you went to some place of business and they're playing the show in the background?
Well, yes. It's a big hit. You guys are big hits.
I speak moron.
Huh?
What? I mean, we're glad that we sing it like if you go to the dollar store.
Okay, a dollar store is pretty much a discount store like a...
Yeah, I know what a dollar store is.
Dollar Tree.
We know.
The 99 cent stores.
Right. Loserville. I know all about the stores.
Okay, I went there to get some Windex, and they were playing your show
Great.
In there, like the backwards show. Today, they were playing it.
No, that's impossible.
And no, they taped it. They taped it.
All right, maybe that's possible.
But yeah. So I thought that was pretty hilarious. You guys are pretty darn big in Sacramento.
Yeah, well, big with the shop who, big with the people who shop at the 99 cent store.
And we're coming out there in a week.
Hey, but check it out.
And we're coming out there in a week.
I'm on the air.
Am I on the air? And we're coming out there in a week.
Hey, but check this out.
Did you get your Windex?
We want to be called Sac Town.
And we're coming out there in a week.
Can you say Sac Town?
And we're coming out there in a week.
Did you get your Windex?
Yes.
Great.
I got it for my truck. I'm a mailman.
How much did you pay for that?
I paid $1.
But it's taxes. I thought it was a 99 cent store.
But it's taxes in there. It's like $1.05 it came out to be.
You know, maybe if he put Windex in his ear, he could listen better.
Hey, but check this out. Check this out.
What?
You guys are big. In California.
Thank you.
Hey, Bay Area, Sacramento, Oakland, Vallejo, right. Vacaville, the words you guys can't pronounce.
Right, check it out.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Hey, come on, check this out, man.
All right, bye, my friend.
Hey, check this out. Hey, radio goddesses. I mean, radio gods, I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, Buzz, I should not have gone to the telephones.
Hey.
I see them ringing.
I hear a rumor in Sacramento. It's a rumor.
Yeah, I'm what?
That... You guys, if you do good at the amphitheater,
that you guys are going to be at the state fair this summer. Is that true?
Right.
Hey, no, serious.
Check this out. You suck. Hi, Buzz.
He's been drinking the Windex.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Rap music and crime have become so synonymous, New York police have set up a special unit just to keep track of who's who and who they hate.
Dollar store.
Dollar store.
Windex.
Hip-hop doesn't...
Dollar Tree. those stores, I would say, we go to those stores sometimes at the beach when you have to buy crap and,
right.
and you want to get something to take to the beach with you that you know is so worthless you're going to immediately throw it away.
Sure.
And I always feel bad for the families that I see like doing their regular shopping.
Regular grocery shopping.
In the 99-cent store and everything under a dollar.
You don't need to feel bad for me.
You know what, Mike? When I see you in there, I always say to Frida, don't even look at it. Don't make eye contact.
I just want to tell you, I knew the last time you were in there, and it hurt that you didn't come up to me with my big overstuffed shopping cart.
Mike, 99 cents is a great price for socks.
It was terrific. $20, I got 20 pairs.
Good sign.
I know you did. It's great.
I buy my cologne there.
There you go.
Hip-hop doesn't necessarily mean crime, but some of the rivalries are so strong, the New York police have decided it's smart to try to keep up with that information, according to the New York Post. On Friday and Saturday nights, the Rap Patrol plans to drive by 14 clubs in the city where rappers hang.
Right, right, right.
And the NYPD's intelligence division's putting together a handbook called Crime Trends in the Rap Music Industry. The cops will have to be careful to avoid racial profiling, and the ACLU says it'll be watching for that.
Right, right.
The new focus was inspired by a shootout in front of a New York radio station in February between posses associated with Lil' Kim and Capone.
Wow.
And rappers who do get jammed up have a lawyer in the Bronx they can turn to.
You know, frankly, the ratings at WNEW are so bad, I think that we'll invite any hip-hop gangster rob. You want to come down and poke each other's eye out with a sharp stick?
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Come on down. Anything, get some goddamn PR going for this station.
Highly entertaining.
Come on down. Kill yourselves.
Murray Richmond is on speed dial at record companies Def Jam, Murder Incorporated, and Rockefeller Records. He got his reputation after representing comedian D.L. Hughley. And since then, Murray's defended Jay-Z, DMX, Shine, and the Bodyguards for Snoop Dogg.
D.L., you know, I love his sister. Libby.
Libby.
Quoting Murray, these guys are getting hassled because of who they are and not because of what they've done.
I guess you'd have to be working at WJFK to get that.
That's an inside joke, but a big hello to Libby.
Yeah.
Good luck with the day.
Back in the day, Richmond represented mobsters from the Genovese and Gambino families.
A Buzz?
Yes.
One more, then let's make it this one.
Matthew Perry has all the luck, doesn't he?
Hey, Vicodin.
E! Entertainment Television reports he hurt his arm Wednesday morning in a car wreck.
Oh, he's going to need some painkillers, I bet.
Yeah. His Beamer collided with another car at a West L.A. intersection, but police say it wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
A 75-year-old woman in an 89 Ford Escort failed to yield, ramming into Perry's gray 2000 BMW. The only injury was a scrape on Perry's forearm. Police say damage to both cars was major. Police say no one was intoxicated and no one was arrested.
Well, I bet he needs something for the pain.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe his airbag was filled with nitrous oxide. Who knows?
Oh, Chandler, we hardly knew you.
Maybe go get a prescription for some weed.
Weed.
Happy 420 day, everybody.
Oh, God.
Listen, let's clear the line. I'll call 100 right now. We do have a prize package selected especially for you at 877-365-3600. Caller gets it right now.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
God freaking damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's been a good couple of days here in New York, WNEW, where most of the people are very nice.
Yeah.
Charlie, when are we coming back? Is it May 2nd? May 1st and 2nd. So when we'll be back, broadcasting again from Manhattan.
Right.
I guess they are running promos for the show. I just found one here.
There's one, I think, that just summarizes this show quite nicely.
Here's a Don and Mike promo that runs on WNEW. Okay. Can we roll that, please?
1027 WNEW is the sport guys at 5 a.m., the radio chick at 9, Ron and Fez at noon, Opie and Anthony at 3, Don and Mike at 7. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm kind of new to the area, and I was driving by your station, saw the truck, and it reminded me of one of my friends telling me that one of you guys was gay. So I just
like to set my mind straight that one of you aren't gay.
Well, I'm afraid we're not going to be able to do that.
We can't do that. I'm sorry.
The Don and Mike Show, weeknights, WNEW.
That's not a bad promo. No, I like it.
Great.
Not a bad promo. This might be a better one.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
You use this.
Yeah, baby.
Lovely. All day today.
Yeah, baby.
All today. All day today with you.
www.egars.com. The hottest cigar site on the planet.
Are you sure he's the one who ate the bad shrimp?
You saw what, you know what? You know what that is? That is spinach with garlic sauce on it. That's what that is from lunch today. P.U. You know, he used to have much smellier farts when he used to eat much worse.
Right.
Yeah, it's not, I'm eating better, and my farts smell worse.
Well, that's a sign of good health, I guess.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's bad, isn't it?
And the spray's been put away. Don't worry about it, Buzz.
Buzz, don't go, go back in your bag, Buzz.
I may have to.
Okay, let's get out of here.
In sports, the San Diego Chargers have traded their top pick in the draft to Atlanta after failing to make a deal with Michael Vick. The Falcons got the opening pick in trade for the fifth overall pick in the first round, their third round pick, their second round in 2002, and wide receiver Tim Dwight.
Still, that is a gigantic story, meaning that tomorrow Michael Vick will be taken number one by the Atlanta Falcons.
Apparently huge. So.
That's a big story.
And still hoping to get Trent Green away from St. Louis, the Kansas City Chiefs have signed a 38-year-old Bubby Brister.
Yeah.
It's a one-year deal.
Worth it. Good luck.
A one-year deal. Brister spent 14 seasons with Minnesota, Denver, the Jets, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh.
The good news is that his mom comes with the deal.
Yes. Oh, she's beautiful.
Remember at the Steeler game?
Yeah, with the T-shirts and the buttons.
His toothless mom sitting in the stands with a T-shirt that says, I'm Bubby's mom.
Bubby.
I remember.
Bubby.
Mama. Oh, Bubby. It's Bubby in here right now.
My mamo.
I bet something
he
like that.
He loves his mama.
I bet something like that comes out of Mrs. Brister once in a while.
Oh, you mean it just came out of my ass?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It smells like Mrs. Brister in here.
The widow Brister.
The first round of the NBA playoffs starts tomorrow, and the East top-seeded Philadelphia faces Indiana, while San Antonio takes on Minnesota in the West. All the first-round series are best of five.
Yes, and Knicks, I think, play Toronto. They should win that series, and Sacramento plays... Christ, I should know this, but it doesn't matter. They'll win.
Yeah.
Christ. Christ.
And finally,
Christ. Hochberg.
A 9-year-old Canadian girl let out a scream this week when she found something inside her peanut butter chocolate Rice Krispies square.
Uh-oh.
Little Julia McKinnon says she and her classmates studied what looked like a piece of thick bacon... and then realized it was a garden variety garden slug.
Ew!
The newspaper...
Hey, you got peanut butter on my garden slug.
You got garden slug on my peanut butter.
Two great tastes that taste great together. The newspaper in Ottawa says the 7-centimeter slug had its head buried in the chocolate. The girl's father says he will show it to health officials. He says he doesn't think the slug is indigenous to Canada. He says he's not angry at Kellogg's, which makes the snack, but he says... he is a little concerned about their quality control.
Yum, yum.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz, and thank you, everybody, up here in New York at WNEW. We'll be back in D.C. on Monday, next Friday night, live in Sacramento at the Sacramento Valley Amphitheater. Saturday in Reno, 8 p.m., we hit the stage at the Silver Legacy Resort Casino. Two Las Vegas-style shows next week on the West Coast.
We'll see you there.
See you there. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourself. We'll be free to love you, Bart. That's it. Back with a new episode on Monday. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right. Yes, you are. And, you know, we started the show talking about gay porno. We're going to end the show talking about gay porno.
Huh?
You've won the 61 prize pack. Don't miss the HBO film 61. You see Mickey Mantle had gay sex with Billy Crystal 61 times while Roger Maris watched.
Life a new twist.
They've turned it into a fantastic all-day
musical.
Porno musical. Saturday, April 28th, 9 p.m. on HBO 61. Tells the inside story of the home run race between Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Wonderful.
And have a great weekend. We also want to thank
Lisa, who's done a real fine job running the board.
Yeah.
Good job, Lisa.
Back at home the last couple of days. All right.
Marv Albert.
Have a great week. Yes, Marv Albert today. Thank you, Marv Albert. Thank God he didn't hear the stuff that Rob was saying about the panties.
Rob doesn't respect that man.
We will see you Monday with a new episode. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And, now, please, throw your hat in the air. Just like number one draft pick, Michael Vick.
My hand.
See you Monday.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.